All right, you're good.
All right, here we are. We're going to open a meeting 1 minute after 6. We've got two folks here from the Walnut County Planning Commission. We're going to talk to and we got first thing we have to do.
It's fine.
We open a meeting. The district is deleted the agenda. We have Stink and Apple liquor license. We'll be addressing that under other business 15.
Can I just have you guys sign one?
So now we're on to option 3, citizens input. Everybody here is scheduled to be here, right? So there's no random citizens.
They're 911.
Yeah, but there's no random citizens, right? So, just so everybody's aware, because of state law and so on and so forth, they're all being recorded. So whatever you say, you've said. So now we're up to number 4, 911 address, road name, Cooper Hill Road, 6 p.m. Well, we're 3 minutes late, but we're good. I don't know.
Mike Barn, he's a citizen, Warren's the address, and Marvin's here to discuss his concerns about the.
So what we're, I didn't realize the confusion that was going to fall because there's only two houses on this property, and I understand the town of Eden or the state or whoever, you have to have at least three houses before you can give a road name and so forth. Both these houses are going to be up in the woods a ways. And with it, my daughters are going to be building houses there this year, if I can get Ricky out of this meeting. They were hoping to have Bourne Hollow Road as the name of the road, but the 911 confusion, Marvin and I were talking, I'm not sure what the best procedure is. I don't know what procedure you guys go by. We were hoping for that, but is there any rules?
I don't know that we have one. Do you?
It's both, the way we've been doing it is if there's three houses or more, it gets named.
By the town names?
The town names, if there's three or more homes onto it. We have a lot of them that have two homes on them right now, and the roads aren't named.
So how do we, if the...
There's four lots down on some of them, but there's only two actual 911 addresses.
So how do we... So I guess the thing is, if you put the 911 numbers up where the houses are, and they can't see them from the main road when you go by, how do you figure out?
Usually both of them are at the end of the driveway. You'll have two signs that says, I'll use Ryan for example. His is 2411, where Randy used to live, was 2415. So that's how they did that. But if a lot on the left-hand side gets sold, then the confusion is going to come in is you got to change your 911 addresses because then you'll come in off whatever the road is named at that time.
Understood, yeah.
I think that's where the confusion comes in a lot of times.
Yeah, like because if in the future you add another one, there's going to be an issue. You'll have to name it.
Unless you build three houses down there and they'll mic and then you'll...
That's really not in my cards, but... but I understood, like, you know, we talked about putting the nine, I mean, because it's not an official road, it's going to be Cooper Hill. And so they're putting a name, putting the, you know, they wanted to put the Bourne Hollow. It's going to be Cooper Hill regardless. So we put the 911s at the bottom of the driveway, and then where the Y splits halfway up the, you know, half mile up or so, put each 911 in each direction. I didn't know if there's any way we could do the road. If we can't, if that's the only safe way we can do this for now. I don't envision a third house up there. That's not for me anyway. I live too close to them now.
So that would solve the 911 issue.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, I don't know. I don't want to speak out of turn, but if your land, if you put up a sign that says Harley Davidson Boulevard, not a town sign.
Yeah. I was talking to Marvin about that, and even if we did a black sign with white lettering on it, it still could confuse the 911 people. You know what I mean? Because if they turn up the road and all of a sudden
your numbers are there.
Well, we've had them. Places like this, and like I was telling Mike, is when we get toned out, we're going out to 54 Cooper Hill Road, and then you see a sign that says Bourne's Lane. We're like, wait a minute.
Yeah, I guess
that
I see
takes that. Us a minute to, which we get frustrated, But we go home at the end of the night. If someone's having a heart attack, those minutes of us trying to find an address, you know, could be life or death. So we try to, I would try to say, keep it as simple as possible.
Right.
And, you know, as easy for us to find as you can.
We do have people that have signs up that says that. I mean, Fred Marcus has one up there. Windmill Lane.
Yeah.
Where's the other one? There's a couple more in town that have them up.
Yeah, I mean,
but they're black on white. Put up a sign.
Yeah. You know, well, the only thing I worry about is right today, you know who they are.
Yeah.
In 10 years from now, if 30 more people do this, if you're not real familiar with who, oh, I know that guy. I've known him because he did this when 20 years ago. I just want to make sure, you know, everybody works. It works for everybody because if I don't envision a third house up there, I really don't. They have access to build four houses up there. They have the four lots they can build on. I don't know. I don't want to make it confusing. I want to make it safe, but I also know what my kids are wanting too. So I want to, I think we should, at this point, I think I'm going to tell my kids they're going to, you know, hold off for a while here and let's figure this out a little more because of the safety reason.
All right. So look, and the other question I got is if you put two numbers, I'm asking them being the other advocate, right? If you put two 911 numbers up there, and they're number 1 and 2 Booker Hill Road, where they are, then you build a third house, a fourth house, or somebody else comes out the whole mess and puts a third house up there. Mm-hmm. Then you name the road. Then the addresses have to change.
Then you change your address, mm-hmm.
Well, that's why we had this. Remember, we just did that on Cooper Hill. Right, Marvin? We went through this on Cooper Hill already, right?
Well, we were talking, one side of the address.
Yeah, we were trying to get it straightened out in there, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if it changes down the road, then you just have to change your address.
Yeah, that would.
If they add a third house and they decide to change it.
At this point, I don't think that's a, even if that does happen, I don't see that as a big, we're talking three houses. The third house going in will have its own number, and the other two have to change. Yeah. So I don't see that as a real big issue on my end. I'm not living there either. So
just the first year. But I went through that because where I live used to be Redbush Road.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And then the town went through and renamed all these roads.
Because of Marvin.
And where I live
before my time,
Baker Road.
Yeah.
It's no longer Redbush Road. But why they changed it, I don't know, but. Yeah, you got changed to Baker Road. Because up where Leslie lived, it used to be a farm. We called it the Baker Place.
It takes
a good month or so, or maybe even 6 months before everything is straightened out because you basically have two addresses for a while.
I'm just trying to, because I'm going to have this conversation in an hour with my daughters. It's like, okay, it doesn't look like Bourne Hollow Road is going to exist unless they. Now, if they do put a third house on the road, can they name it? Can that name be used? I'm just asking. Just devil's advocate again here.
Yeah, yeah.
We have to cross that bridge again.
We may not be here then.
Yeah.
We may not
be here.
I've been asked that question a lot. And I know years ago when I first started this job, you guys gave me a list of names. And I said, that's where you have to go by. So, you know, like Kurt Selvis, he wanted to name it Kurt Lane or Selvis Lane. And,
Yeah,
there's been three or four of them that I've dealt with.
See, that one there, we did away with that name of that little side road because Peninsula Drive, that's just a continuation.
Oh, this is the one up here where he did behind the cemetery. When he said if you're going to change it from, what's the name?
Parsonage Road.
He'd like Kurt or Salvis Lane.
Well, why would he change it?
We've got a list that the select board gave me and I have to go down. Like when I did Abbey Lane, I think that was the first one on the list.
Yeah,
Ash Lane, and then
they've been tree names for ever since I've been in here. They somebody had it set up. I think Walter was one.
Something they cooked up 25 years ago.
Yeah, I mean that's what I was handed when I first started. But it's up to you guys.
They were tree names basically when they first started.
But if somebody comes and says, "Hey, I'd like to name my road this," and it's private road, that would be more or less up to 911 than us, wouldn't it?
No.
I don't know.
They don't care. They'll name it anything as long as it's in the system. Yeah.
Yes, that's the only thing. I just, if we put it in as just going straight Cooper Hill, the night whatever the numbers are for 911, and in 3 years from now, my daughter say, you know what, we really want the sign, and they want to put it up. What is the backlash? What's the problem here, or what is an issue at that point? It would not resemble a town sign.
Right. The only thing is with that, it doesn't. Nothing.
Yeah, I mean, if it's your property, you can do that.
If you leave the sign back away from the edge of the road a little bit, it shouldn't confuse them from there anyway.
Yeah, just keep in mind that may cause
A
delay in response. It could and it might not.
Yeah. Depends. All right. So that's what we'll shoot for then. If in a couple of years we'll get it set up and then we'll cross that bridge then.
Yeah. You'll have been established there for a while, because my concern when I read the paper. That the confusion in getting there as soon as possible sometimes is the critical thing. If somebody's hurt or been something's happened, it's critical. In 3 minutes can make a difference.
Understood. You
know, right?
Yeah. We run into it.
That's the only thing that I was, after I read his thing, I thought, well, why not? It's their land, I believe, you know, but then I'm thinking, well, the people that are coming to try to save somebody, if it confuses those, people, then
like I said,
we maybe
us, right? Yeah. All right. No, that'll be part of the conversation. Yeah. But I think if I tell them, you know, wait 5 years, let people are gonna know the road. Yeah. I mean, it's a pretty good sized road that went in there. Like whoever put it in ahead of us, I mean, Ricky cleaned it up for us. And, it's a good sized road. It's as big or wider than Cooper Hill.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you start calling it that, after a while, people will start calling it that.
Yeah. All right, I'm good with that. And if that, we'll just start with the 911s at the bottom, and then at the Y, and then the houses are going in this year. So hopefully by end of October, they'll both be up there.
Nice.
So
your driveways are all in right now.
No, he hasn't started yet. Oh, he's in the stampede.
Oh, the roads have been bolted though.
Well, it's in off Cooper Hill though, right?
Yeah.
I mean, as soon as you stake them out, then I can get you and I can get you the both addresses.
Well, the first one, you can get the 911 for the first one because her driveway's all in. Nick's and Abby's isn't, but the other.
They're both short of it a little ways, but yeah. I'll catch up with you. And once you get going next week and all that, whatever you can do, we can then do a better job of catching up there. That way we can get those done and have the 911s done.
All right, cool. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so that's that.
We're out of here.
All right.
Thank you
guys.
Appreciate it.
Now we're at number 5, Lamoille County Planning Commission, Tasha Wallace, Seth Jensen. Hey, look, we're on fine. Regional Plan Land Use Maps.
Are you supposed to go before?
No, we're after you.
Oh, okay. All right, hey. Nice to see you all. Can we come sit at the table?
Yeah.
Okay.
Should I bring up a chair?
Yeah, you can bring up a chair as well. Nice to be back in Eden. We had such a great time last time.
Yeah.
You guys were really all in on some of this stuff, so... the first thing we wanted to talk about before we get to the map is that when I was here last time, we talked about the fact that the state had done a housing needs assessment and had given the Lamoille County Planning Commission a housing target that we were then supposed to divide among the communities, including Eden. And as you recall, you're supposed to put that target in your town plan. But that there are not adverse consequences if you don't meet that goal. It's aspirational. So I wanted to bring this here so that you could see the numbers. Alec and Conrad will be working with you on the town plan, and they'll be also assisting you and helping you get language. You guys want this as well? If you can follow along. So, we see for Eden that there are two goals for 2030, high and low, and two goals for 2050.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'll see those numbers here.
Well, there's two of them right there.
All right, well on your way.
Yep. I think it'll, I mean, like you said, these are targets or aspirational goals.
I feel the 2031 is That's 5 years. You're gonna put 72 more homes in this town in 5 years. You know what that would do to our school budget?
Yeah, well, I don't know about that.
Was that a rhetorical question?
I feel that goal's a little bit high.
It's high.
If you did in 5 years, say you did 30, 35.
Realistically.
That's a realistic number.
So what's the...
Like 10 homes a year, that would be closer to realistic.
Number of housing units. There's
because...
Only 214 houses in Belvedere total. Is that what I'm reading here?
Yes.
And there's only 696 houses in the town of Eaton right now?
Yeah, housing units. I don't know how many apartments you could. So a housing unit is a house or half a duplex or an apartment?
Like that one over there, the school where there's what, three or four apartments?
Yeah, that would be three or four apartments. So it would count the number of units in that building.
What is there, some kind of a formula to use based on the population and some population growth number you think is going to happen?
Well, we didn't come up with the goals. The state came up with the goals.
Understood.
Right. So we just divided the goals among the towns based on the population distribution.
So the higher the existing population, the higher your goal.
It's yes.
One-to-one relationship.
Yeah.
Linear. It has nothing to do with Hyde Park being 1,355 housing units, so 3,000 people. They got a higher target. Mm-hmm. But because of their location and all the other stuff, my guts tell me they should have a much higher target than that because they're so much closer to Morrisville, right? Instead of just doing one-to-one, I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm just trying to look at the numbers, figure out how you came up with the targets. If it's just population versus...
We could have done other calculations.
Right.
Absolutely true. We could have looked at if communities had water or wastewater, but we felt that... Just we had such a distribution. We have very small communities relative to larger communities. And when we looked at the other factors, we might have been considered. We just couldn't find something that seemed fair to everybody. And the population seems transparent and.
Yeah, I understand why.
But there are other ways.
I'm trying to understand.
The thing is, like our acreage, we're a large acreage town.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of it is state land, which that doesn't get, like, where I live, by state college land. There's 1,200 acres, you're not going to put anything there.
Behind Belvedere Pond, they bought
all this land up, so acreage-wise, as far as where you can actually build compared to what the size of the town is small.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Is what I'm saying.
These are the things that you can put into your town plan to talk about how the goal might be challenging for you. That's entirely appropriate.
And like around the lake, that's pretty much all developed.
Pretty much.
You're not going to see much growth around the lake because the last 25 years, that thing is.
And then there's a lot of lumber land that's in there.
If you haven't noticed, there's a lot of land in Eden that just holds the world together. You really can't build anything on it because it's either wet or straight up and down. Right? So there's a lot of property in this town that's just there and it's land that holds the world.
Yeah.
We're trying to find excuses to keep our town small.
And it's good that Alec and Conrad are here for this conversation because they'll be helping you include these in the town plan in a way that, do you have anything to add to that?
I mean, I think all of these are the kinds of things you would address in your town plan when you talk about the targets and what, challenges or barriers there might be. And all of them are very legitimate and rational. The fact that a lot of the land is state-owned, that you have wetlands, challenging topography, that are all things that I hope you guys are taking notes for that.
We have the Vermont bestest mind, with the cancer and everything, so.
You're talking about that later.
Surcharge on your loan. Anyways, so these, they're targets that you guys have, Vermont County has developed, and we are... And the idea is we put these in our town plan, and then we say, well, this is a very challenging target because of
Yes.
It's yes and yes. It's not a fact. It's we shouldn't waste our time going and saying, oh, well, Morrisville should have a much higher target, because they probably should, but who cares? That's their business.
Right, yeah.
They should be coming back with their town plan going, oh, you know what? It's going to be twice this, because we're growing really fast. Okay, got it. Makes sense.
So there's a lot more building in there. They have something against open land. That's what...
Oh, no, it's the state has decided...
I understand the state.
But the state has decided that there's a housing crisis in the state because of a lot of input from much more urban areas.
So we're all didn't know they were going to die off, so then there'll be all kinds of open houses.
That's right.
So there'll be a lot of houses there.
As you drive around and you'll see there's a lot of homes that are just sitting there. Nobody lives in them.
Nobody's in them.
Right, right.
You can go down just Lakeville, and there's probably five.
There's five, yeah. Well, Maskell bought that one, so he's going to...
Yeah, but then you get, well, if you could start up this end, you go down through, you got Norma Savage's, then Ronnie Morney's, and then Jerry White's.
White's is empty for sale.
For sale. And then
Macy's.
And then they got a trailer next
second
to Macy's.
For that, it's sitting there empty.
And then where Basco is, so there's six of them right there, just on that one road of houses that have been sitting idle for years.
I often think about that. I'm driving around, you know, it's like, well, there's an empty house and nobody's doing anything, but it's falling out. But then I hear all this noise about a housing crisis. Well, it's a crisis of housing. It's location specific, and I don't think we have that issue in Eden. I think we have the opposite issue in Eden. I think we have some. We got a lot of empty houses.
I will say that we do have a challenge in Lamoille County as a whole, and that so many employers, that they try and hire new people, they can't find homes
for them.
There's no work for them to live, and so that's, a challenge.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of houses for sale in this town right now, a lot of them. So nobody can hire anybody. I don't think it's because they got no place to live. I think it's just because there's nobody applying for jobs. And I can testify to that fact. I work in a place in Essex. We have a permanent help wanted ad all the time. They interview people every day, every week. And sometimes you can hire somebody, but we literally don't get enough applicants to even talk about filling the spaces. We don't get enough applicants. I mean, we did hire a guy from Colorado, and we got him in here.
Right. Do you have a sense of what's driving sort of the vacant home
in town?
In town.
Mostly older houses that have
people passed
just
away.
Passed away.
Those ones you mentioned in there, their son moved out, but Florence passed away in there.
That left that house empty. Or here passed away.
Like I said, we're all getting older and we're dying off. Eventually, there's going to be more houses than there's going to be just opposite from that situation.
But you can talk about this in your town plan as well, that you feel that you have vacant units, and one way to address the housing issue is to figure out a way to have those utilized or that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I can say is I purchased a home just last year that the process for renovation loans is a lot more challenging now than it was 10 years ago, and the insurance cancels out the cost of doing a fixer-upper, so that might be contributing, and those are all things of...
That's why Jerry...
Well, it's the cost of doing it. I mean, let's face it, in here, if you'd asked me 15 years ago, the carpenters would be at $65 to $75 an hour in here, I would have told you there's no way that I could charge that kind of rate in here. Now you can get to work if you want, you just stay in there. They can't find out. When can you start?
Yeah.
I mean, I never would have dreamt that that's... I'm just saying that that's what I'm saying. So to build a house to fix her upper, they just can't afford it. They couldn't get the loan and build a brand new house in.
Right.
And they got a new house where they don't have
all the problems.
No, I mean, you're right about that.
Yes.
Part of the problem. So they get a loan on that. Try to get a loan on there. When we were younger, you could buy a fixer upper.
So Jerry's house is definitely a fixer upper. You mentioned there the fellow that's looking at it is just the right guy, and he'll probably have to.
I bet Jerry's ain't much of a fixer up at all.
It's very outdated.
It needs some updating, Dad.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe for maybe for some people, but to me.
No, I think that's not it.
It'd be fine for me. I was.
Right. Okay, so the map. So,
this is going to be relevant to the map because a lot of the housing discussions in the state are about centers and creating new housing in centers, and you're talking about existing housing stock that's outside.
Yeah.
So
that's involving that challenge. We don't have a village.
Right.
Even Belvedere has a village.
Yeah. Right.
Right. Waterville has a little village. We really
don't have one.
They
can't see that on the audio.
Yeah. Right. Quotes.
Right.
You're doing quotes. Air quotes. You can't see that. Okay.
Right.
We so, have mills.
They have mills. Like that.
That's good. So the map.
Yeah.
So thank you. So just a reminder that the new legislation created new land use categories for our mapping of the regional plan, and so it's our intent to work with the communities and make sure that our map reflects your values and what you want to see. And so we have a draft map to show you, to walk through. Alec and Conrad have both worked on these maps. They're both very good GIS people, so we have to make changes. And I will say that the asbestos mine does not fit into any of the categories created by the state, so we're calling it the asbestos mine. And we're just leaving it as such, and there
something
is
simple. That's
something simple,
good.
Yes, yeah. And that's there is language in the statute that does allow us to do that.
Shouldn't it say super fun?
No, it ain't.
Oh, I see. There's more than one map here.
So, This is what you have in your plan
okay. Now.
So that's your current map, and this is the draft, and I'm emphasizing draft because you have the opportunity here to tell us, you know, you like this, you don't like this, or whatever. And the green are basically conserved areas. You recognize them.
They're conserved already.
Ag and forest.
Yeah. Right.
No, okay, yeah, right here.
This is the dark green. Yeah. It's conserved already. That's a lot of the state land.
State land, most of
that's what they're talking about. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And then
quite a shaded area. Wow.
That's one third. It's really interesting to see it visually represented.
We literally don't have a village center except for just a little.
Yes, it's
spot.
Spot. Can you guys see the village center? That's right. It could be bigger.
Right, so
we can talk about that.
So before we go too far, what's the white area?
The white is stuff that we haven't put in a particular category because we wanted to discuss it with you. See, the teal is the ag and rural ag and forestry, and a lot of that is pretty much in current use already.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so, you know, there are these blocks we wanted to talk with you about whether they should just be in rural general, and talk about how you want to explore ideas around your center and the mapping. So do you want to go into some more detail?
So where do you call them center?
Yeah, where
is that
the
mills?
Eden Mills?
Yeah.
Is that what you're calling it?
So, yes. And so that's one of the areas we wanted to spend more time talking to you about. On the map in your plan, you have an Eden Mills area. We've kind of done the basic smallest area here. I know that in the past, the town has had concerns about the village center designation program because of, concerns about being required to put in things like sidewalks or other things that you didn't, Ricky, you had
right.
those concerns.
There's no room downtown there to do sidewalks or even my biggest concern is your wastewater.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and there's no post office.
And, well,
so
your wastewater and water system.
So two things just from, glad you brought up the post office and down where it
down
is.
There.
You have a couple of choices that you could do. The village center program has been merged into this. It's very different now, whereas the regional planning commission, we can work with the town to decide where you want that boundary to be, if you want it to be there at all.
What does it do?
What it would do, so two potential things. First is these maps are going to play inform. These maps are going to inform how the state interprets Act 250. And so where you have concentrations of small businesses and where you may want to see those small businesses continue to grow, having them identified, and by that I don't mean I specifically like retail service type businesses, mm-hmm. mapping those as a village center or a transition area will make it easier for people in the Act 250 process to make the argument that they are where the state and where the town wants those kinds of businesses to be. And I know that you don't have zoning, you haven't wanted to have restrictions like that. State is overstepping you on that a bit. And we're trying to make the maps support your efforts to support your landowners in, you know, in those kinds of things.
But up here, there's no land per se to do anything. I could see if you put this down with the land we talked about down across by the school.
That's an industrial park, right?
And it's right across, and it's right and across that, from the post office.
And so that would be.
And there's nothing there.
I'm just saying that.
Yes.
This up here is
the school. The school.
Yeah. There's nothing land. There's nothing.
There's no
you
place
can buy or build anything really up no here because there's nothing to go here because there's houses already there.
Yep.
Joe's place used to be there, and then they own across from the store that's in that bank.
Yeah. You have a difficult time putting much of anything
up there.
Might be able to build
I can see
down
if they're
going to
put this here, and you're going to have a village center
done
with it. Down there where the town owns that land already across from
that. That will probably end up being a housing development when Nick is done with that gravel pit.
Yeah, he'll backfill and reclaim it and put some topsoil and put houses in.
That's a really good point. Yeah. So the tool, if you wanted to kind of identify that area around the school and the post office, would be the transition infill area if you wanted to create a new area for
make sure
development.
Merch Road. This is 118.
Yeah.
A little teeny print. Yeah.
Just down here.
The church just
in Blakeville.
We got a lot of people moving in across from.
Did they just
from,
right. Did they buy the land? Did the church get the land across from the cemetery?
They're going to.
Yeah.
I'm gonna.
So we have a lot of people moving in there.
This is that 10-acre lot right there.
Yeah.
Minus that
they
circle.
Building a church?
A circle is a historical.
That's the historical.
This was saved as an industrial park.
Okay.
Years and years ago.
Okay.
The school is here. That was an industrial park.
Yeah.
The post office is right there.
Mm.
Across the road.
And there's really no growth right there in that area because that's all been subdivided and full of. Because you go right back to the guy on river.
Goes all the way back to the river.
So that there really can't get much growth right there.
No, but if somebody wanted to put a house, a business right there on that flat, that 10-acre industrial park, as it was
on the town land.
On the town land.
That, yeah, but that's just a small portion there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When Ken Harvey gets done with his gravel pit down there, that could
that
become a housing development down in there.
Yeah, they could put more houses.
More trailers or more houses in there.
Right, so the solar farm.
Gravel pit.
Gravel pit.
So if I draw my down through here, find my circle, there's that, there's this. Out in here, there's a big gravel pit right here.
Okay.
And there's a brook right here. See it?
Well, and seeing what Greg must be about getting out of his, so there's 25.
At some point, out in here,
that's all polar farm.
That will become
Green Mountain Powers. Get that way.
Okay.
This is all houses down there.
Greg's not drawing anything out.
This will become more houses.
It's all polar farm.
I don't know. You know, that was a place. This. That'd be the last place you'd try to put a business. Yeah, no place. Look how chunked up it is. River right through
the only thing you can put a business. The only place you can put the only place to put a business up there would be in the Monash's gravel pit.
I'm just saying that's all why I was asking about that because that would.
I would say down there where we would.
If it's right where the school is it between there and 100? It's between there and 100.
Yeah.
If I had my way, I'd mark it all that color. Every bit.
There's at least two.
The ag?
Ag,
rural.
So there's also category rural general. Which we haven't really filled in on this one yet.
Oh, so you didn't.
There's three rural categories.
I don't see rural general.
Oh, it may be. You got rural, ag, And then you got your forestry.
It may be off the legend. It doesn't exist yet.
It doesn't exist yet. Yeah, so it's not included in the legend. But most of the space that's not categorized is going to end up being that.
Especially out in there.
That's what I was explaining earlier. If you take all the land that's in conservation,
yeah,
and then land use and everything else,
most of this is
we have. Yeah. I bet you not even a third of that map that's basically usable for housing.
But that's also true of most of the communities, and that there is a core, and then there's a lot. Some of the smaller communities, like Belvedere, huge proportions of their use.
I think it was 80% or more.
It's very lumbered. Green zone, lumber.
So I think this zone, this area, we should look at.
I don't know if I want to call it a village center.
A village area or a village center?
It would be a village center, and it may need to be to meet the statute, like a smaller area that immediately around the post office and school is a village center, and then the transition around it for the gravel.
I would say village area, and then that way there is not into one center.
Mm-hmm. Do we have to have a color that is?
You don't. You could do if you feel like the mills are kind of.
I think that's no.
We could do a point as a hamlet, which means there's residences, they're tight, but you're not anticipating any new development there.
Yeah.
There's no place to grow.
There's no place.
Growth in there.
So
Most of those houses have been there 150 or 200 years. They packed right in around the old mills that used to be there.
Yeah, you look at the old books, the maps, you see that.
They got several mills on the river, and everybody just packed right in there in that kind of a ravine there. Yeah. They all live right tight to each other.
So basically, you want a hamlet here and some growth here, and then the rest just rural.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. Sounds really good.
Sounds good.
As rural as you can get it.
Because the school's there, so if you want any growth, you want your growth around your school.
Save
on busing.
And then can I ask Alec, what are these? Are they just large parcels that aren't in current use?
Correct. So part of this will be that we will also keep filling in rural ag and forestry too. So
is that, I can't get mad. I think that's nearly Marshall Water Lake over there, isn't it?
Way over.
And another thing that might be Tasha is privately conserved. That we ended up taking out of this latest version. We would probably fill that in rural ag and forestry, unless you guys feel otherwise.
So that's a question we've been, unless the town has asked us to put privately conserved land in the rural conservation, we have been including it in the ag and forestry because there's conserved land that it has active forest management and we don't want to.
So that's probably belongs.
We don't want to restrict their activities.
Right.
So they can't do nothing with it.
There's the rub, right? So you're currently nobody's restricted anything, but 2 years from now they're going to go look at this map. That's what we got to get right. They're going to go look at this map and say, oh, by the way, you're rural forestry, so you ain't building any houses on this property.
Well, their goal is actually to build houses. That is a concern we've heard from small communities
is that if
it's in conservation or something, that there will be greater constraints.
Just like when they came and said, oh, you can't cut a tree within 200 feet of a lake. Or whatever the number is, I don't know, 200 feet might be the wrong number, but it's
They don't even want to cut a tree after a certain date because there might be a bat or a bird in it. Right. They want to control that now.
But the lakefront
we know about that.
The lakefront was I think it's 200 feet, isn't it? Somebody help me.
We've had the bat issue too on construction projects.
You got to make 90-day study, the bats and stuff like that.
And then wait for them.
Here's what you tell them, cut a tree down, the bats move out.
Yeah, but I know Alec and Conrad are here to talk about the plan as well. So it sounds like we're getting very close to what you are interested in. So we'll go redo it and bring it back.
I like the community small. I grew up here. That's why I'm fighting to keep it small. Mm-hmm. But I think your number's 72 in 5 years.
I think 30 is a real
30.
I think that's a high number.
30 is going to be a hard
for me
press to go into. But
we don't have to do that.
Yeah,
that's only a
It's only a guideline.
You have to discuss
it's
it.
It's an idea.
Yeah.
We've discussed it and we've decided it's a
well, let's take some of this state land and let's start developing some of that and see how they like it.
They won't.
They are going to get
no, see what I'm saying? I mean,
no, I understand. And I just also want to tell you, which I think is, I'm sorry to interrupt. But,
no, go ahead.
That Seth and I actually had a visit with the Land Use Resource Board, mm-hmm. which is the replacement for the Act 250 Board. And we shared your concerns from the last meeting. And I think that's really important.
Yeah, yeah.
And there are also public hearings on the new Act 250 process. And if you want to share your concerns in that process, you should feel free to do so they understand the concerns of the rural community.
My concern is the state of Vermont has all this land that they don't let anybody actually use, not even for snowmobiling. No. You got to go through Act of Congress to even get a snowmobile trail through there. Mm-hmm. They pay no taxes to the town, mm-hmm. but yet they don't want anybody on their land.
And then
that's my concern. So I have to pay my taxes on my
life. That because every time we do anything, we'll know probably in good shape here come the end of 2026. We'll know just how lovely it is when their appraisal's done.
When our appraisal's done. But just, so my concern is this is this last two or three years legislative thing to focus on is housing and growth and let's get more houses and let's do that. 5 years from now, you get a different bunch of people down there. And they decide, oh, well, we need to conserve all this. And, oh, look, these guys said it was all rural ag forestry and blah, blah, blah. So guess what? Can't build enough.
Falls under a different category.
Falls under a different category.
It wasn't what we anticipated it to be in here. But now all of a sudden there's somebody out telling you, that's not how you, that's not what we meant. But this is how you're to interpret this now in here.
It changes.
Well, that's it. But, well, we're the ones with the stamp that said this is the rule, so go by it.
It changes as you listen to them talk.
Yes, so the
difficult
the text there's all the map is also going to have a text of the land use section, and I think something I'm hearing from you all and that we've heard from Waterville, Belvedere, and the other towns as well is that the ag forestry also means like lower density housing, and that
please.
That has to be clearly articulated, that especially to meet the housing goals there has to
general,
be some, yeah
right. So I have a farm, I'm ag general, I got a couple cows, whatever I got. Oh, you know what, I got old, I'm going to split my farm up and make some houses on it. This I don't want this map to end up being a restriction to somebody who wants to do that.
Yeah. Or somebody is in agriculture, but they want to grow, when they're growing their family, they want to make their family kind of make like a little.
Right. Yeah.
So, well, I can't let my daughter build a house here because it's an ag, it can't be used for housing.
It reminds me of the wetland.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say, my property, I have 3 acres. I'm on a quarter acre, the rest of it's wetland.
And probably in today's world, you wouldn't even be able to.
On that quarter acre.
I think all really valuable input. And can we stay to listen to Alec and Conrad? I think that would be. Good. So thank you, guys.
Thank you.
We're
happy
you
keep
coming
back to us.
Yeah.
Thank you.
She probably hates walking through the door.
We're happy you keep coming back.
Yeah. If you're all available on May 22nd, the Land Use Review Board is holding a hearing on Natural Resources and Act 250. If you want to share these thoughts with
where is that going to be?
Here, it's a remote option and an Essex junction.
It's an Essex junction. Well,
I heard that.
So, do you guys want to sit at the table so that Seth and I can just So, thank you.
If it's the Lamoille County Review Board, which we should be getting Lamoille
County. All the restaurants are better in Essex.
It's statewide.
Statewide thing. Yeah. All right, so you guys are the ones that made us have this heavy reading.
Guess what? I didn't read none of it.
You didn't read any of it?
No.
I read some of it.
I emailed it.
So who made all the notes on it?
Alec. Highlighting was her.
Highlighting was me, but Alec did all of the changes.
I was going through and I was reading it in here, and then usually, these ladies usually say, okay, here's the part you really need to pay attention to. So I can go through.
I went through and highlighted it for you.
And I'm going, I guess I'll have to wait tonight to find out what the notes, because this said this has been changed into here, so I... And then, so I was a little bit confused on that part end of there when I read
which
that.
Which we didn't have the time to compare it to the old one, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
no,
sorry.
But I'm just saying that, so anyway, so it was you that did the notes from previous. It was something that you took out because it said we took this out, added this verbiage and so on and so forth. Okay.
I just highlighted it so it's easier for you to see,
so
but.
I'm spending through that in here.
Well, that was him.
I was trying to read.
She just highlighted them there. So you could easily find
so
them.
You can,
okay. Well, so I did go through and read.
I did make some notes on it for you guys.
So the majority of the changes in the first four chapters are very small.
Right.
Very data small. Date updates.
Always dates.
And basically, a lot of it is on the 2020 census and stuff like that that you went on to. And that coincided with your 1338 in there that you had on your.
It is worth noting that in, I think it's chapter four, so Conrad went in and added those housing targets, but his figures look different than Tasha's, so I think we need to revisit our numbers.
So I think just the top column, number of units. You get to reach goal. Doesn't quite match up with the
Tasha. It's 712, and I see in there, and I see, because that's what I was wondering in here, what this was here. The guy said, well, I like this, going down.
Yeah.
So I'm so here. So I said, already said, right. Oh, one of these girls are going to think in here. We're going the right direction in here. So,
his goal is met.
So ours, we'll revisit
the,
that.
Well, Because I just said this.
The two drop down considerably in the goal.
Oh, I see.
But you guys can figure it out.
Yeah. I see what they did. Still got the same total.
So again, the first five chapters, the Planning Commission did look through and they helped with the updates. So this was really just for you guys to see what they've been working on and then kind of give it a seal of approval to keep moving forward.
Yeah, so as far as I can see, you need to update that table.
Yep.
That's one thing.
Chapter five was the biggest change so far. That is your energy chapter.
Yeah.
So the old plan used a lot of data and it read a lot like a research paper, and the state actually got rid of those databases. So we originally attempted to update the data, but the sources no longer exist. So with the timeline that the town is on for this plan update, the Planning Commission and LCPC thought it would be better in this instance to take something like the Belvedere Town Plans Energy Chapter and use a template like that. It's, as you can see, it went from like a 30 page chapter
now
to
it's just
three or four pages. It meets the standards. There was so much data in that chapter and it didn't have any planning implications for the town. It wasn't enough to meet enhanced energy plan standards. So it was 30 pages of data for no real benefit to the town. We can revisit an enhanced energy chapter with you guys in the future, but this is due to be updated by in December. So taking out that bulk of data that is at this point impossible to find is the way we saw forward.
Yeah. So you got a whole paragraph
simplifying
here that we should probably get rid of.
Which one's that?
I don't think we can get rid of it, unfortunately, because it's Vermont's energy.
So that's
that's the one. I read that in there.
It's very similar to the housing goals. Those are aspirational goals.
I hope they make it.
It is required to have it in the plan.
Understood. So. Understood.
We're there now. 40%.
We're already good.
Yeah, we're in there.
And we can, we can add language in here that it's a very hard goal to meet. And
when they say reduce total energy consumption by 40% by this year and 50% in 10 more years.
Yeah.
So that's 10% down.
Yeah.
Are we supposed to go through town and turn people's lights off? What are we supposed to do?
No, they want the fossil fuels what they're after.
Right.
That's what they're after. They're all electric so we can all sit in the dark when it blacks out.
So next winter when the power goes out, shut your furnace off.
Why?
Because you got to heat with electric.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. Just for the record, 1973, my father built a house. And the co-op came through, and the state came through, everybody said, electric heat is the way to go.
Dad, you only print one for you.
Yep. No, I hear
didn't
you.
Work. And wasn't here.
Wasn't it 1970 that they went through and got rid of all the electric hot water tanks, right? And they
put an all propane one.
1970 that the co-op had to run a special on that, I believe.
Yeah, get rid of all the.
Alec may not have been with us.
No. I'm sorry. See, I'm on that end of the dying house, so the house will be for sale.
Do you want me to print you one?
Oh, yeah, forget it. At least Butch and I are old enough. We've seen all this once.
Yeah.
Off this whole cycle.
Anyway, I'm just saying the point was the cycle's coming back.
Yeah. You know what?
Yeah.
We'll do what we can.
Yeah.
That's all we can do.
Yep. So that is, you know, I thought using Belvedere as example fits good with Eden's, you know, goals and, you know,
we're closer to Belvedere than we are actually Hyde Park and Mooresville.
Yeah.
As far as goals wise.
Yep. So yeah, I mean, the outcome of tonight's meeting really was, I had hoped that you guys could just look through the first five chapters and say, yes, let's move forward on the next few chapters.
Yeah, because those are the harder ones.
Yeah. One thing that the Planning Commission didn't actually get a chance to do before we decided to come to the Select Board for this stuff is look through the goals and policies of the energy chapter. And this is a section that I think is very important given the stance that the town has on some of these things. So I think, and we don't have to get it tonight because I know you guys still have a lot on your agenda, but you know, be thinking about what kinds of policies and goals you want for the town as it relates to energy, and you can either do that, you know, next meeting, or you can give them to Melissa and she can send them my way if that works.
When I look at goals, I look at realistic goals, not something that somebody's got in their head that we think we can meet. I look at realistic stuff.
Yep. And as you read through the ones from the last plan, you'll see that a lot of it is just kind of you support the residents in what they want to do related to solar, any kind of generation they want on their private land.
Yeah.
You put this one in. Did you guys do this part in here? Because it comes to studies with what there is as far as the energy or fuel usage. Who wrote this? Who wrote these sections in here? I heard of something we've done before because I don't have the old one in here. But.
I would have to double check. It either came from the old plan, or let's see,
is it per household?
Well, yes, the fuel in there, you know, because most of the homes with wood and, you know, the stuff they're trying to take in here that most of the people here use. And I just was curious because it really did. In there, we don't have hydro, biomass, you know what I mean? They're usually it's in there and says wood heat. Most people probably burn wood, and then the second was oil and propane.
Yeah, I think that did come from your last plan.
Yeah, okay,
yeah,
all right, because I just was curious on where that if that was part of it. I probably could have dug it out somewhere when we said
19.
I read that
because I read that part in there, which read it is pretty much true, because that's their way that people can afford to eat.
Yep. It's this chapter is meant to be entirely what the town has currently, what the residents use, and you know, it's an inventory, and then your goals for the future.
Biomass is wood stove. Last time I looked. Same thing, right?
Yeah, if I said that, I mean it's wood furnaces.
So yeah, I mean that's what I've got for you. If you guys need more time to look through those first few chapters, that's fine.
I was looking here. It says 2016 community survey. So that survey is very old.
Yes.
Probably should take another one.
So
somebody should do another survey.
Yeah.
I think that would change.
What page
it might
get
worse. It's on page 22.
Yeah, the survey is mentioned a lot in your plan.
83% of respondents were in support of residential solar. I guess I'll buy that, because if you want to put it on your garage roof, that's up to you.
Yep.
I mean, I would like to have solar. I can't afford to put solar on my house because co-op, you know, is expensive, but it's the fact that...
People have solar on their roofs. I think it doesn't change the aesthetics of the lots or anything, when you drive out through and you see just acres and acres of solar fields.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh yeah.
So in 25 years, when all this stuff is gone bad, what are we gonna do with it?
10
now. Well, originally they said 25 years.
They'll be completely dead in 20, but they're over half dead in 10. So 10 years or so, somebody who's young, you guys, start a business right now, get all the permits in place for disposing of
solar panels.
Because somebody's going to get the same kind of green doing that as they got for disposing of asbestos.
I have a lot of research on it, but I didn't realize that they were only good because usually by the maximum 25 years, somebody was telling me that they told them that 25 years. And then
in this climate, when it's cold,
they're going to be put somewhere.
So someone's going to make a lot of money disposing of all that stuff. If I was 25 years younger, I'd be looking into it. But I'm not.
Well, you should be the backer for somebody that's 25 years old.
I'm going to back them with my select board salary and my hearty handshake.
No, the ones that put them on their roof. Change the aesthetic. I mean, there's a lot of houses that got them on their roof.
I see them too. I drove by some most of the winter this year because it was kind of like real Vermont in here.
Yeah.
And you couldn't see the roof. You couldn't see the thing because it was about that much snow on them.
So yeah.
I don't know how they work like that.
They don't work.
They don't work.
They don't work with snow.
So I didn't figure that part out.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I know.
I mean,
Alan LaHuyer, he's got a big blower that blows all the. He goes through, drives through with a big tractor with a blower and blows all the snow off.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they stay on my roof. I don't think I could get them. The snow stays on it, so.
Oh, it's the same as it was. In the back, all the air.
I don't think all the chapters have been gone through that I gave you, Tim.
Because the energy chapter used to be so long, pulled in chapters 6 through 10 also, where I took the track changes off. So we haven't gotten those yet.
Okay.
So my hope would be that, next, you guys meet month, just
every
month?
Twice a month, right?
Yes.
Second, fourth, Tuesdays.
Tuesday, so it'd be the next one is May 27th.
Okay. I have the economic development chapter, I believe, done at this point. I could probably have the transportation section done as well, if you wanted to look at two chapters at the next meeting, or if you want to go a month, maybe we look at three chapters.
Let's get to it, as far as I'm concerned. Quicker we get to it, the quicker we don't have to look forward to it.
Try to figure it out.
I'll try to get two more chapters to Molly and Melissa by the next meeting packet going out. And this is really how I think we'd like it to go. We send it to you, you guys review it.
So all of these updates that I see in this one will be done when you come back.
Right, so the changes in there.
All the changes will be done. Yep. You're just changing all some of these targets.
So you're changing them as you go along?
Yeah, we're doing it chapter by chapter. And coming to you guys for additional comments, making those changes.
So I'm going to hang on this one here because it's going to be another one of those where I got to go keep going back and forth until I finally get the done version.
So the only thing is that the next two chapters in this packet aren't updated yet.
Yeah.
So I have to update them, then I'll send them to Molly. And
yeah, right.
All
right.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying I'm going to keep this. When you do the original one in here, those changes that you've set in here should be in that.
Yep.
The last version of this, we're gonna okay, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
And when did you say the next meeting was?
The 27th.
Okay. Sounds like we got a plan going forward.
All right. Yeah, we appreciate you guys' time. And
thank you for all the work
you went through. If you really put a lot of work in there. Jesus, I appreciate that.
Y'all love me. I'll try to remember
to email this to you next time.
Yeah, I know. I didn't even think to ask them.
And thank you for having so many of us here today. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming.
Oh, thanks for the help.
Thank you.
Maybe we'll see you on the 22nd.
Yeah.
We'll be back sometime.
Hey, thank you. Can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah.
Good night, guys. That was great.
I just don't know why town can force feeding it on their force feed. That's for the recording. killed the state at the fourth meeting of the ring.
They're trying to get around. They're trying to get the back door.
They're trying to tell us how much growth they want in this town.
We can do all the admin stuff after that. All the work has to be done.
Perfect. Thank you.
I'm not going out there with people to build it. And I'm not going to go tell people to develop their property in the town. Not have it. We're not dictators. We're just here to serve the folks of the town. That's all we're here to do.
My biggest thing is I don't want the growth to take it so that we can't afford our taxes here.
Can't afford them now? Too late?
You can afford them right now because I'm working. But when I'm not working,
that's right.
When I retire,
it's going to be tough.
Yeah.
Your bobby carts are all wore out. They ain't worth nothing.
That's right. Well,
they're saying they want you to work until you're 70 something years old now.
I can fully retire 66 years in 10 months.
Yeah.
Because I was born in 59. If you're born in 60, it's 67 years and a half or something, and it goes up.
Yeah. I don't even know when there probably ain't going to be no retirement.
Ain't no retirement for me. I figure I'll go face down in a plate somewhere, and that'll be the end of it. So, beach updates. Somebody sent a registered letter?
No, but we need to. So, they have a seasonal that... He was new last year to the lottery. He has not responded to anything. His phone number doesn't work anymore. We need to send him a registered letter because he needs to move in before he can't get in.
He must be one of these on the stand.
He only paid the deposit. He also had asked me a few weeks after the lottery what happens if he doesn't take the site. I said, you lose your deposit.
So
I guess the question is, what do you want the registered letter to say? Do you want to give him a time frame if we don't hear from you by this date?
The beach opens Memorial Day weekend. Memorial Day weekend.
All
right. Until the end of the month, right?
Right.
At least respond by then in here and let us know what you want to do. And then if not,
or you lose your deposit.
The loss up for rent.
Back up for rent.
So the other people can't get in?
No, but where he is, he's going to have a hard time getting in.
It's on this hand because I was saying that I said because that's the one that Craig said that they had. They had it all figured. The people staying there.
He's probably, even if he showed up tomorrow, he might already have a hard time. But the real question is, they could be filling the site either with weekenders or whatever, but how long do we wait for him?
Yeah. How much is the seasonal?
26 or 27, depending when you do it.
2600
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jeez. I didn't want the whole beach. Anyways.
It's a nice beach. All the utilities are included.
I know.
Internet too.
And then the fence.
Yes, I got to call where they're missing one fence. Yeah. So I got to call.
Sections in one section.
Three posts and two rails. Yeah,
four rails.
They missed them behind the big tree.
Oops.
Is it marked where it is? I'm wondering if you're going to add a post.
The stakes are right there.
How many sections did you buy, you know?
It's probably less than what you said because we didn't realize you wanted stuff on the back side. So we probably told him a lot.
It was right on the thing. It was right on the map there.
Yeah, showed it on the map.
Didn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I thought it was on the map in there.
All right, so you're going to check on the fence.
We didn't have any fencing on the map. It was all we had was the front side. So that's what she sent him. So.
Right there, 1-2.
Right, but there's none of it in the back, so he might not come with enough stuff.
This one. That one's missing. Isn't it? No.
Yes.
We didn't draw one in the middle. Oops.
No?
It's got to be three across the front. One there.
Yeah, that one's missing.
This one right here is missing.
That wasn't in there.
So if we have to order another section, whatever, make it happen.
So do you want just where that post is, that stake?
That stake, yeah.
Yeah.
One there and one here. Yeah.
Post on each side and then four rails
like that. So three posts, four rails.
Yes. Right where that.
In line with the first three that he put in.
Okay.
Right
that back. Other one, he was supposed to make that one in line with there.
Make it kind of, tell him to look down it, make it kind
okay.
of.
Okay.
I can go back up there
and make sure he lined it up. But anyways, that's probably on us.
The stake's right in the right spot.
The stake's in the right spot. How does he angle it?
So he needs to aim it at that one.
We don't want one this way and one that way. This one here was supposed to have been in line with this, and there's a turn here.
Yeah.
This should have been like this.
So if he puts this one in, this side pointed at this one, that side pointed at that one, it'll be kind of average. It'll be all right. campground.
Yeah. Well, they'll be able to get, once they get that up there, they'll be able to get their pit following it. They'll know where to go.
They'll know where to go. So one more section of fence, if we got to buy it, we got to buy it. If we, you know, if it was, we probably just.
Three posts and two.
Four rails.
Okay, so I will call him tomorrow morning.
Okay, so you're going to send Rich a letter. You're going to talk to him about the poles.
Yep, and we did contact a handyman, stopped in yesterday to look at the shelter. We needed to lift up a screen door, just make one probably, and a couple of boards on the bathroom sliding door. We're hoping he's going to get us a quote for today so he can look at it.
Who is it?
Dylan, hold on, I can look it up.
But minor repairs, basically.
The shelter's the biggest one.
Dylan Baller.
I did ask him to send a detailed quote because the way he was talking for the shelters, it sounded like he wanted to put another beam in for support, and I don't know if that's exactly what you're looking for.
I was just going to get back up everybody and get up there before they open and get the GRKs and just put a screw in it like we got here.
Yeah.
Screw it back, because it's not necessarily enough because they go in the out, they got $100, so there isn't going to be able to straighten it out.
The way they put it is, it's been that way because that's the way they installed it.
Yeah, because it went over and went down to the bottom on one, so it's going up 3.5 inches in there. So
3.5 inches.
So this is just a GRKs and just putting it in there, and there's some couple king posts, and they can put some screws in there, and then where the catwalk is, he just screws that going down through that 2x4 cross, where they just nails over time, and he out of there, and he puts some GRKs, suck it back up, and he'll be in good shape there. But,
okay. All right, so you're going to... Hopefully he gets us a detailed quote, and we'll see what we want to do. Health officer update. I see I got an animal bite report. Is that under animal control?
We haven't gotten anything from official report from Faye, so there was a dog bite.
No, there's two, technically.
Steve's.
That's Steve's. I don't have the one for the daughter that got bit.
Steve.
That's Steve, the one that got bit by Steve Maskell's dog. Bit someone.
We've had a couple of dog bites. This one didn't have rabies shot, so.
Oh, that's right. This is the one from.
Is the dog registered?
No.
So is it now?
No.
So you got a quarantine?
Already quarantined.
Yeah. It's been 10 days.
Yeah, but.
Per my note that he left a voicemail, that dog's being rehomed. But he has not come in to register the other dog.
It's rehomed until after the.
It's already been
quarantined. It's been quarantined.
Yeah. Yeah, it's already been 10 days. Because this was that one we talked about last meeting.
And then, we had another one on White Road, but we don't have any information really on it yet.
Yeah. So, other than the dog was up to date on rabies, and the child was doing fine. They did come in and register those dogs because they were not registered.
Cool. So. Okay, so, and that was health officer and animal control.
Health officer, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Nothing else from them? Nope. All right, so we're up to signing the order. Feels heavy. How come?
Got an extra week's worth.
You say it's 3 weeks worth?
Oh, that's right. It didn't feel like we were off for quite a while. There's some free ones in the middle. Number 96.
Is this Tyler's last check?
No.
That's Tyler's first check that I've replaced twice already because he hasn't cashed.
Keep losing.
Bad joining, huh?
Worse.
Do we decide we're doing this one certified, Melissa, or something, so we had to sign?
Yeah, I think we probably should.
Dog's here, did you pick it up?
I do have a question about orders. Well, not necessarily about orders. So now that you have to approve EDU sports spending, my question is, what if they want to do something like a pizza party or something that's kind of either last minute or not something I can purchase through this office? Are they okay to do that and then we reimburse them?
Yeah, do we all put like an up to limit or something?
Right. Do you?
So that they can manage their own funds up to,
right,
you know,
whatever, $100, $200, for those little things that maybe either come up that they don't realize, or like I said, a little party or whatever.
A miscellaneous fund?
Yeah, kind of.
Is that what you're looking for?
Well, just
not necessarily a fund, but permission from you that if they, whatever, they needed to go grab something real quick because something broke and it was $50, that I can go ahead and reimburse them even though you didn't approve it previously.
Yeah, I mean, we could leave it at kind of at your discretion as well. Right?
That's up to you. And it would still, they wouldn't get the check back until you sign the order. It'd kind of be like if we're doing the bills now.
Yeah. And then we can look at it and go, well, why did you buy a Lamborghini?
Right, and then maybe, okay, don't do that again.
Don't do that again. You know,
it's one thing to go out and buy pizza, but then go out to some place like the East Side or somebody, the whole thing, and you got a $2,000 bill for
dinner.
For dinner.
No, we ain't.
So, yeah, if you prefer that I use my discretion for that sort of thing so that I don't have to bug you for everything, but that's up to you guys.
I think that's a reasonable request. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah,
that's reasonable, I think. I hate this one.
At the school.
It's my blood boil.
So did you get a bill for Green Up tires and?
We only got the
You guys his bill.
Yeah, I got to see that.
So we didn't get any from Casella yet. So we're tax exempt. Trevor didn't know how to do any of that, so he called me from Casella's while he was there. Casella said we already have an account with them all set up for tax exempt, so I just sold the bill separately.
Oh, okay. That way we don't have to pay.
That way we're not paying the taxes. Yep. And we do need to know where
you'd
like to.
You didn't want to read that one, did you? Hmm? You didn't want to read that one, did you?
Where do you want to pay the Green Up at?
It makes me sick.
Last year, did we take it out of Good Neighbor funds?
Yeah. Do you want to do it all at Good Neighbor?
I think so, wouldn't you think?
Yeah.
That's what that money's there for.
Okay.
Right. Seeing this on two.
Steve Bishop worked part-time for you.
Did you give me two of the same ones?
He's been hauling sand for a while. Josh and him came in, come in part of the day because they
should only be on one.
More. So I had him come in.
I signed one. I had that on it already. Now I'm sick my stomach twice. School tax payment, $804,340.34.
I don't see where you signed it.
Right there.
That's not that one.
That is.
That one is just a transfer of payroll, right?
No, that one's a Comcast bill and payroll taxes.
Yeah,
maybe I put this one down like it was a hot rock.
Maybe you looked at it and then put it down because you didn't want to sign it.
I think that's the only way you're going to grow the budget is to stop sending them those checks.
You can't.
Yes, you can.
Not by law.
Even if you don't collect the tax, if you don't collect the taxes for it, we still have to pay them.
Yep.
And what are they going to do if we don't?
That's my question. That's your bill.
What are they going to do? They're going to sell off Templar's office room. What are they going to do?
It's not even going to cover a portion of the bill.
Right. We can't do that. Only way you're going to stop it is to just stop funding this idiocy. Because that's what they're doing there.
You guys are in charge. You don't need to stop cutting the check.
Well, just think.
You already signed this one.
Add 72 new homes. How many kids are going to put in that school down there?
There's not going to be enough room.
I don't know.
Well, that's just it.
There won't be enough room in the parking lot.
No.
Sixth graders drive to school, I think.
This is the one you're talking about.
Yeah, that's the one.
This is the one you're talking about.
That's the one.
$800,000.
And how many times a year do we pay that?
Three.
Well,
I have been watching the news about, like, the city of Burlington down there.
Makes me sick.
$108 million is their overall budget.
Yep.
They're going to cut $8 million out of that budget. But this is all jobs that they've added since COVID from the federal money.
Yeah, wow. Good for them.
$8 million. She came in and So
they are people walked in the moon, into boy.
People walked into the work yesterday morning. Done. They were escorted out with their layoff slip. Didn't even get to clean their desk out. They got a scheduled time to come in and clean their stuff up.
Ooh.
We're trimming the fat.
And that's, I think they had to, because they're going to be broke. They don't have any money.
Not without putting the burden back on the taxpayers.
That's right. And they won't get voted in if they do that.
Because this federal money is drying up.
Yeah, it's good that it is. We got to get into a discussion with somebody that said, oh, you know, if this whole Doge thing, we're going to get a refund check. No, no. If we get a refund check, I'm going to be pissed. $35 trillion in debt. Those COVID checks are the most expensive money anybody ever got. The checks that people got for just being alive. Dumb. That's paper. That's not ghost.
Didn't they get them too, just for working, even though
you're
already being paid to work? They gave you extra money?
Yes. Yeah, I was
going
to say.
If they were laid off, drawn unemployment, they got an extra $600.
Which is more than
per pay period, which is why we couldn't get anybody.
They could work 32 hours and still draw.
That's right.
They could work 32 hours and still draw.
Still draw full unemployment.
So they never drawed a penny of that.
I
never got a penny. I worked all day.
That's, I think, why a lot of people quit during COVID is still like that.
You think?
That's why you can't find nobody to work right now.
Well, just saying,
it's not because they ain't got no place to live.
And your paycheck's only $250 a week, but you quit and you get $600 plus.
Yeah, you know, if you're dealing crack, that's pretty good.
Well, the problem being is that the thing about it, the reason that some of them is they can go to Chittenden County and they always go down there and make $4 or $5 more an hour. I mean, if they want to drive down into there. And that one of those things in there, if you read that all the way through in there, was carpooling. Well, that don't work for a lot of us in here, because it don't work the same hours as somebody else. You take most of us, the people that are in construction, they don't have usually. You might work the same hours in there, but somebody may be in there that I'm doing carpentry or doing excavating in here, and all of a sudden that they had something let go into there, or else I got to say tonight, we've got to get this formed up because we're going to pour tomorrow morning, so I got to work 3 hours. So you set in it, where are you going to set in it?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That just, they're good theory,
but
it doesn't work for a lot of the people. But a lot of this in the area are construction, right?
I mean,
that's, and it don't work. I understand that because they were telling it where the parking rides were in one of them, where they said it was.
They're saying that different contractors I'm talking to right now is, in order to get help, they got to pay big money for. So in order to do it, they're paying more money, but they're not working any overtime.
No overtime.
Strictly 40 hours, because 40. A lot of them, if they're working overtime, you're paying them between $45 and $60 an hour.
And they don't compensate. And by the time that they pay anything, paying any benefits in there, you know, or anything around there. Plus, but the other thing is you got to pay Social Security. You got to pay their Social Security.
Matching it.
You got to pay their
So if you hire somebody for $25, it costs the company about $40.
For that
employee.
But what are
you, $45?
A lot of these places are starting truck drivers at $35 an hour.
I'm in the wrong business.
Foreman's $40.
I am in the wrong business again.
Well, if you take $40, you've got to pay them time and a half over $40. That's $60 an hour.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you take a truck driver, give them $30, $35 an hour. That's $45. You ever seen a truck driver worth $45 an hour? Huh?
But look at most of those guys work what, 10-12 hour days, most of them like that companies, right? I mean, the guys down there, they got a short window to get stuff done. I'm just saying, so they have to work into there.
And that's the reason why the price of mix is going up.
It'll go down now that the oil's going down.
Oil was down compared to what it was a few years ago, but the mix has gone up.
It hasn't.
I mean, we were in the $90 range. You're at $123 per ton for mix right now.
But that cheaper oil hasn't made its way around the horn yet, unfortunately. But it'll get here. I notice the gas prices are starting to ease up just a little here and there.
Fill up in Cambridge.
Huh?
Fill up in Cambridge. It's always cheaper
it's
around
$2.99, I think, now.
It was two
$98 and it ain't been under $3 in 5 years.
Yeah. 12 cents
cheaper in Milton than it is Frank down here.
Yeah.
12 cents again.
What'd you get for a load, Rick? How many cord do you think
you're
buying for?
So
you got wood from Kilburn?
We're guessing there's about 9 cord.
Oh, wow. Yep.
Truck trailer load.
Yep, wow.
Guessing.
No, I just was curious what it was.
Is it all? Is it good clean wood?
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, I get clean.
You gotta buy some for yourself this year.
I already did.
Oh, you bought it for yourself.
Well, I saved it. I got it already half cut up.
So. I was gonna say you're gonna need another one by the time next year.
The one you're bringing my wood.
Well, I'm waiting for Molly to pile it.
Okay.
I did my part. We cut it and split it. She's supposed to be piling it.
All right.
When will I have time for that?
Signed the orders. Looks like that's done. You got a review minutes for 4:17 and 5:22.
What's that?
So I got just one correction I'd like to make on April 17th.
Okay.
So like the move that came out of executive session at 7:42, up in the first paragraph, and they put no decisions made after it. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Out of executive session, and then that one.
I've moved
that's
that.
All I had on that one.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And then on the other one,
I didn't get
the where the F is in it, put an OR on it.
Where, well, can you tell me what's?
I got to find it. I had it here. I did read them.
Well, you had to.
Huh?
Is that what you had to read?
No.
Well, I have to read any of it.
Well, you were looking for something, you said.
I'm trying to find the minute I had in there.
This is not. You know where roughly.
Right there.
Except F.
What?
Four. It should be four.
Oh, should be.
Yeah, F. But what? Where in the
minute? Section D, 13D. Right at the end of the sentence, it cut off your FOR.
Oh, here, man.
Right there. Okay. Is that everything?
That's all I saw in it. I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for the two dates with the correction.
All in favor? Opposed? Highway Department permits. Get off stack of them. It's the overload year.
I'm going to stay out of this one.
Where's that? Are you on it?
I have a name.
Oh! I don't know if we should approve that one.
I'll just run illegal.
Just like everybody else.
Stay out of the way is what you're trying to say.
Yeah. Looks like Fred's got a couple fuel oil propane truck. Looks like that's one. R.L. Morin has a truck, 80,000. All tax paperwork. Oops, I guess that's it. Overall.
No, there's supposed to be three. There's lines.
Did I get one together? Get one stuck together here? Probably. Right here.
Okay, Grimes.
Yeah,
Grimes Inc. And he's got one truck and four axles.
You have that?
You want to make a motion? I'll make a motion to approve the three. Presented overweight permits for Grimes, R.L. Warren, and Fred's Energy.
The town specs.
The town specs.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Ricky abstained because one of the companies is his. That's going to be gone. We got other highway department.
I think you got more permits.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's more permits.
Oh, sorry, digging into the road.
We got an application for right-of-way excavation instructions from the Eden Congregational Church.
There's three in here.
There's three of them.
Yeah. So we got that one.
So the church wants to dig across.
Wow, come into the 19th century.
Located behind
it's
Mason
Hall.
It's
smaller than I'd like, but it works.
They want to find their sewer.
Yeah.
I'd say as long as they put it back to
the good shape, it's fine. That's one.
the statement, leave it back, put it back in the condition that you found it.
Yeah. So you got Scott Langlois wants to put a driveway, right? Application for access permit. You got a little map here.
It's right on the brow of the hill where the old, where they went up into the hay barn at Bruce Benoit's, right across from where Bruce lived now.
Oh, the old barn, just right on top of the hill?
On top of the hill.
Right where it went into the barn.
Yeah, you can see both ways.
I think it had a drop mail in there.
So he hasn't built it yet. He's just asking to build it.
Yep.
Looks like he's got a nice map in here. So that's all to tell him. He's back, right? I don't know what this is.
Where do you need to find two pools?
Okay.
He doesn't need a culvert there because it runs both ways.
He doesn't need a culvert. He's right top of the hill, yeah.
Yeah, because that was filled in there. He's going
to that one.
Just make sure it's built to town spec. Yeah, the pitch is back 9 inches.
So that's two of them that we've looked at. We got another one, Gary or Tracy Morin.
This is up off the cemetery road.
The cemetery road.
They want to access into that field.
Oh, yeah, it's a driveway permit. Yeah.
Yep.
One. And I thought they were doing something with the cemetery.
There's going to be a cemetery.
Cemetery, yeah. They got a nice map, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so those are the three. You want to do them all on?
Sure. Make a motion to approve the driveway permit to be installed.
Per town spec.
To per town spec. And the work to be done at the town, to the congregational church to be all right to do it, but return it in the condition that you found it.
Yeah. Second. Okay. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? No, I lost one of them. You take it?
That one's a little messy, so I'll straighten it out so you sign the right
one. Yeah. Ooh, we always sign this one, boys.
That driveway permit.
We got a fancy stamp now. Somebody's having fun with it. It's an up-to-date one, too. It must have its own little rotary thing to keep the thing
This one needs
fresh.
A note on it.
Needs a note.
It says must be returned to original condition.
Are we going to date this time, or you'll date it?
Today's the what?
13th. Melissa, I just realized you never left today for 3 to 4.
No, I didn't end up having to.
Okay.
Martez washed her today.
Okay, I was like, wait. I was a little late to not noticing that, but.
Dick that up there and cross it out. Put this one. Alright, so that's all the permits. Anything else with the road and stuff?
Do you want to pull the posted off from East Hill? Because they were posted on the 15th.
Yeah,
I think you should be all right.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't been up over there, so I don't know.
It's got two soft spots in it as of Monday, but we're going to grade it back up again. We put gravel on it the other day.
Okay.
15th only was that Friday. Anyway, right?
Yeah.
Thursday.
Either pull them or pull them on Monday.
Yeah, put it.
Let's pull them on Monday. The ones that we took them down, even the ones that were shot up, we took them down. We got one truck that's going to Charlie Boyce on Thursday, the one we've been having issues with. We changed a bunch of stuff and it's still acting up. The new one, Steve said he should have it done today. Finally got all the parts for it.
That's our man, your man you hired, right?
It's yeah, not Steve. It's not. Yeah,
yeah.
Steve Bishop's been working on it.
Yeah.
Okay. So hopefully, I'm in a little bit of confusion with Viking on it, who's going to pay for what. They said that they would give us $4,000 credit down there, but they didn't want to pay for the truck. I told them that I disagreed with that because we bought the truck there. They put it back together just a few months before this happened.
Wow, you didn't have how many hours did you have on it at that point?
Truck's only got 9,000 miles on it.
Right.
Right now.
Yeah.
So.
Well, somebody needs to pony up for that. I mean, that's got to be under warranty. Plus, they had it tore apart. Been different. They hadn't been, and it was under. They'd have to go back to somebody else. But they—that's what they took apart, right? And they worked on.
That's exactly what they worked on.
Putting the hoses or whatever the hell on it before.
So I'm dealing with Andy. Andy kind of he agrees, and he said, but his boss doesn't want it because we're over the warranty date on it. I said, you're trying to. Kind of pulling things apart is because the warranty, we didn't get the truck until April.
Yeah.
That happened back in March when we've been almost 2 months.
Plus, we've been down there a few times with that truck anyway. Down there was stuff that was under warranty that they had done. You know, that was out. That was stuff they fixed under warranty.
Yeah. So.
Right? Isn't that was under
the
warranty.
He keeps calling it his boss calls it a gray area.
Yeah. Needs to get to be.
Wow. But they will give us $4,000, but that's not going to cover all the parts.
No.
That Imonic balancer with the shipping was $2,900.
I think we get it all done. You just take it down and present it with them and say, this is what we've got into it. And
that's what I'm kind of waiting for now. Yeah. Now Steve's done his invoice with all the parts that we put into it.
But then you analyze the whole thing right down and show it to him.
It did not hurt the radiator.
Good. That is good move right there. That thing's expensive.
Do you want an expiration on the right-of-way permit for the church?
Everything is 1 year, I believe.
Yeah, just one.
Should be the same for everybody.
All right, so you're getting that truck business taken care of.
Yeah, and we're going to start crushing gravel either the last week of May or the first week in June.
All right.
Cool. Sweepers coming June 9th. Mm-hmm. And then the other truck goes down to be painted, sandblasting and painted, June 9th.
Yeah, I get it.
So June 9th, we're going to start to get the sweeper and take the truck.
Does Josh drive one of the town trucks, or does he get a truck of his own?
He drives one of the town trucks.
Yeah.
Okay. He was on the list, because like when I was laid up that winter, he
passed. Yeah, no, I didn't know, so that would be good, so he'll be able to. Yeah,
hopefully he, like you said, he's hoping that he can fill in for us doing that. Steve's the same way. He's hoping that he can help us that we get where.
Yeah,
all good.
Were you talking about Josh?
Yeah.
He was the one that just tested?
Yeah.
His rate was really low because he hasn't worked in a few years.
Right.
When I paid him for the testing, I bumped him to 20, but I don't really know what you want to make him. He was like 17.
Yeah, I'd bump him up to whatever we were paying, like Rodney. And.
Okay. He might be 21.
Yeah, what did we pay Steve last year?
Steve, I think he paid 3.
I'd pay him whatever Steve was getting.
I think the bottom of our
thing is 23.
Thing is you can't pay him less than the bottom of our pay scale.
Well, I didn't know what he did. I didn't know if he had CDL.
Yeah, he got CDL. He does. Yeah.
Yeah.
All
right.
So I just didn't want to. I needed to pay him.
You'd be hauling gravel.
We'll be hauling gravel. We got to have a loader down there, so I'll be running the loader and hopefully I can have 3 trucks
going.
But, and hopefully, last time it took us 4 days to draw the 6,000 yards. So
that's not bad.
No. I'll haul it to the shop and I'll put it up.
Short haul it, too. That's
short. Sweet, part of the reason to get here.
Yeah.
You ain't got to haul it.
Hopefully, it ain't quite as coarse as this last bunch of gravel I got into down there is coarser than that one.
Oh, as long as I ain't got that silt in it, I think it's probably fine.
Dusty, I ended up chloriding Warren Road tonight because Ryan graded it and it turned dusty.
Yeah.
How was your road?
Ours was bad, but Crookstone's pretty bad. No
spot.
Yeah.
Yesterday, you mean?
Yes.
This morning wasn't bad, but this afternoon started getting dusty.
I haven't left, so I don't know.
All right, so 13. Ratify additions and deletions. There weren't any, I guess, so moving on. Grant update discussions.
All right, so that's
update
me. So Tori, well, that's the MRGP office edition
stuff.
So that's her right here. So basically what the grant is for this building now.
Yes.
So anything that we want to do for addition wise, it will not cover.
Right. And no windows.
And no windows. So it will not cover any windows. It will only cover...
It won't cover the windows in this part?
No.
No, because it wasn't... Because the assessment didn't determine that we needed them.
Yeah, they were good enough.
So it will replace...
You get this?
No.
So insulation to ceiling, basement walls, exposed hot water.
LED lights.
Install programmable thermostats. Window AC unit with an ENERGY STAR rated air conditioning system. We're going to replace the refrigerator and install a WaterSense certified aerator in the bathroom. Pays back
in... Sure, that wasn't the thing I read that.
Yeah. Pays back in 1 year, I guess, looks like.
Yes.
One.
That aerator will take care of the sulfur problem you got here?
No, the aerator, I think it's only... It's a restriction, is what it is.
Yeah, the restriction. So you don't run as much water.
You don't run as much water.
Run slower.
So it's got. So
takes I mean, longer to
this,
fill your glass.
Let's make a hole in here.
I took the ones off down at the town garage because you go to spray the truck and it goes. Now you pull it back and you can spray to that wall, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't lock to them lights. But.
My thing yeah, being is
well,
that.
Well, this isn't energy, though. This is. Weatherization, right?
It's
saving you heat.
Yes,
it's energized. It's an energy efficient.
Well, I read that, but the thing being is that
surprised they didn't go after those.
Yeah, I would have thought they'd gone for the LED lights, but when you decide what you're doing over in here, and you get this all sealed up because they came and test. That's what I'm saying is they tested this and we haven't got any issues. You don't have a hard time breathing in here. It's adequate into here.
Yeah.
So plan on, if you're planning on making this one over here so the airtight into there, and then you fill this all full of insulation, that 60 into there, and bring everything up to the R60 that they want.
Basement walls and ceiling.
Yeah.
What they're going to do.
Yeah.
And exposed hot water and domestic hot water lines and the storage tank.
Yeah. Put a blanket around there. But I'm just saying that if you do that, then that's going to drive that because you're going to have to do the same thing. You're going to have to be over here.
Storage tank downstairs or not? I think all they got is the on-demand hot water here, ain't it? Maybe there's a storage tank for the heater.
Oh, for the boiler.
They got a small little boiler.
A little tank.
Just a little boiler thing on the wall. That's all I thought.
Yeah. Anyways, that's what it looks like they'll do for.
Yes.
Programmable thermostat. We're going to turn it down at night for you.
Yeah. That's what it does.
It does.
The thing is, it's a proven fact that if you keep the health at a certain level, because you burn more energy turning it up. To get everything warmed up to that.
Again in the morning, yeah.
Yeah. We get programmable ones too. You open the door and everything comes on.
Yeah, it's awful, man.
And then.
So what do we have to do for this? Is the grant already approved?
So the grant is already approved. So we have to decide what we're going to want to use the money towards. Do you want to use it towards the insulation? Because I'm not sure it's going to cover everything on this list. We do not have to do everything on this list.
They can't. Can we ask them if we can do the lights?
I can ask her.
I don't think you can change it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she said we would have to reapply. For yeah.
So I'm looking at it. The aerator thing, I think that's up to you guys. I don't think that's going to save you no more water than you guys use. I don't think that's going to make a lot of difference.
Any water.
No. I think you, starting from the top, if you could do maybe not the ceilings, but your basement walls down there, right?
Right. Yeah.
Basement walls in so your hot water walls. Stuff.
Do the lines and jacket for the tank.
And replace that air conditioner with a good.
Yeah. Replace the air conditioner.
Save some money.
And the refrigerator. Yeah. Get you a new refrigerator.
Start with those three.
Okay. Next question is for the insulation stuff. Do you want to try to get someone for bids for that.
They allotted it somewhere. They broke down everything at one point. Remember when we did that?
Yeah.
Oh, there's a file on it.
Yeah, yeah, they had a breakdown of what they were going
to
give them.
You may have to get bids.
There's a couple of them right there. The one I've been using is Bugby out of Underhill, but then there's another one in Hardwick, right?
So
they do blow in.
They do that spray insulation.
Yeah, insulation. Bugby does bolt everything in there, but there's somebody, is that what that one in Wolcott does or whatever?
I don't know, but the one Ben used to work for, Fred Martin.
Fred Martin, or you could call Richard, my son-in-law, All-American Gravel, All-American Foam there. He does spray.
Wolcott?
He's from Wolcott.
Yeah, maybe who I'm sorry.
Yeah, maybe who you're thinking of. He does cellulose too, I think.
Yeah.
I wouldn't swear.
You're talking about that being too tight up there. Do we have to bring it to the energy code? But
my thing is that we don't have heat boss, right? We don't have ice on that roof into there.
No.
They came and did the people that are smarter than me and they're the rest of us in the world, they came and did an air test in here and they said everything was, that's why they didn't do the windows, because they didn't say there was anything wrong.
All good.
Yeah. So I'm not, like I said, once you figure this out, you're going to, then you may want to figure out when you get that air exchanger thing in there that you bring it over so to make sure, because then you'll have to darn duct work all the way over here and put defuses, I believe. And
maybe we just don't do any of it.
Well,
get a new air conditioner.
They'll get a new refrigerator and air conditioner.
And do the basement walls.
Yeah, do basement
and walls. Not the ceiling, just do the basement walls.
Oh,
and
that's going to be a hassle with the amount of stuff down there.
Yeah, I know. I don't know how you're going
to
do that. I'm just looking at
that.
I know.
You want to just do the hot water
heater? Yeah, do the heater. Let them do the heater lines to keep them insulated.
Because there again, you're not losing that much out there because the ground
probably keeps the
ground 55 degrees.
Probably keeps the basement warm, don't
it? I agree on the AC because that's updated. They make a nice one into here. They make a nice GE, and I think that's probably what that is. By the unit, and they'll just pull that one out and slide the new one in and plug it in, because the sleeve should be the same thing. If that's the same as the other GEs, those AJ.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll look into that. I'll look into a new refrigerator.
Yeah.
And then just the water heater you want.
Yeah, those lines.
Okay, do you want to get a bid for that from someone? Do you want to?
I don't even know who would do that. Have your handyman look at it.
Plumber.
Or plumber.
Yeah. Somebody like Rick.
Rick
Macy. Just call Rick Macy. Ask him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He might give you some pointers on who to call, or he might even do it.
Cool.
So then we have a couple other grants. So it looks like they are letting us know that we got the structures for Mary Dusso Engineering on the bridge.
You did get that?
Yes.
Looks like it. Yeah.
Yep, we got that.
I talked with Chad down at that show the other day, and soon, the next few weeks, he's going to be up here. When he's here, he's also going to take a look at precast for Griggs Road, part of the concrete work.
Yeah.
And that way there, when we go to do the culverts, we just set the precast in, run the culvert in, and it's done.
Yes, this needs to be signed for you.
I don't know if Phil's going to have time, and while he's there, we're going to check the one on
Griggs Road.
Yeah, okay.
So that one is for the Greeter Grant. I didn't print it. It just came in today. I didn't print everything if you wanted to read through it.
No, it's the same as it was, right?
Yeah. And Colleen did look all through it. She said everything looked good.
And then the other...
That was what, 12,000? Or 20,000?
Right. When you met with
Alex. $20,244.
$20,000.
The other day?
Yes, we did get this.
$11,000?
$9,500.
$9,500.
Yep, and then we have to match it by 20%.
What is that for?
Blakeville.
Oh, okay.
Oh, for
changing a few culverts down there.
That culvert right past the driveway there. Right past Bullard Lane or whatever.
Yeah, we're going to have to change that.
That culvert, yeah.
That one and the other one, but that didn't meet there. I went down.
Wasn't enough water.
You know where we dug that ditch out and let that drain out the last fall?
Yeah, I think so.
There's two culverts there. All. There's three culverts, that's going to eat up all that right here, just by the culverts.
Yeah. Just the parts.
Just the parts.
Yeah. Eat the whole grant.
Yeah.
So. Where did we find out, before I get off the subject, I don't want to get off the subject, but what about the hump in the road? Where are we with that in there?
Norm left me a message.
Yeah,
I don't know what he wants.
Norm.
Huh?
I said, last I knew about that, we were still waiting on Norm, because the guy said that he had asked Norm for whatever. I don't know.
But we got brought it to Melissa's attention is we got these white flags coming up and they're running right down the edge of the road. Some up on South Pond Road, Old Dusso Road.
And what are they for?
dig safe.
But they get it.
We don't know who's going it. Who's going to wear it?
Or is it dog tags?
I had her reach out to
Finium. He emailed me back, but I don't quite understand as a font.
I had him reach out to Finium, and anything in the town right of way, they need a permit for. Yeah. Correct?
And Finium's the one that's putting those in. They came to my house. They put them in about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
The white flag.
Yeah. They haven't done the work yet.
Well.
So here's my email to him.
They did.
3 inches, 4 inches deep.
That's what they did at Steve Bishop.
I called him and told him, and the guy and another guy showed up. It's been I said, listen, I've been in this doing this type of work in here for 45 years.
He must afford it to someone.
I've never seen a more disorderly bunch of people.
That what you told him?
I told him in my life in here. That's Scott.
Yeah.
I said, I've never in my life in here seen anything in here. I said, they came in here, and I just dug it down. It's 3 inches deep.
Oh, he just...
I said, I told him to dig my driveway out. Well, you're here, and he said, I can't. And I said, I would, but I can't. I want to try to see if I can get ahead of them so I can get them toned before they got that deep.
So she sent a note to the Fidium guy and said about the flags, right, asking what's the deal.
Yeah.
He copied her on a note that he sent to somebody named Karen that says, make any drop berries for Fidium following Eden Vermont requirements. So I read that as you better make sure they follow Eden Vermont requirements. So. This goes like this.
Yep.
So that, you know, if they're inside the right of way,
he's talking to us.
Right?
The thing is, they're not correcting them. Even after they go through and put them in, up on Cooper Hill, they've done that. It's 8.5 inches deep. They never went back and redid it.
No, it's still a mess.
So if I go up through and I rip that out with a grader.
That's not fitting at all. That's
Comcast.
That's a different outfit.
The problem is, once they go do this stuff.
They're gone.
They're gone. They were over Steve Bishop's the other day, and they're putting his in, and they're just taking a shovel and going like that. Of course, it's bony over there. They hit a stone, and they go right up over that stone. It might only be that deep in the ground.
That's going to work good, isn't it?
Well,
you're going to run over that with a skidsteer or stone?
Yeah.
Lawnmower.
Well, I'm going to dig mine up because this is up by the edge of the road because I come off the blacktop plowing, and I plow down through, and here it's soft where it freezes up. It digs in, then I have to back up behind the dug right up down in there. Yeah. So I haven't called them back. I just haven't changed.
There should be a spec that they have to follow. It's not 3 inches deep.
12 to 16 inches is what I. What's his name? Remember that?
Yeah.
Scott said they should be down at least 12 to 16 inches deep. I said, well, I told him. I said they went down 10 inches. My driver'd be happy about that because then I'm not going to hit it when dig it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I said he said they were going to go.
They lay it right in the rocks and the frost got to move the rocks, cut the wire.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. You can't do that. You got to be in conduit if you're in the gravel.
Well, they're calling it conduit. They got a little orange pipe over there.
But that old wire thing is gone. It's not much bigger than
that. It's probably smaller than that.
What's that?
It's all glass.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
No, there's plastic around it, but the actual fiber is.
Well, I probably broke mine because I dragged it in the driveway. It's about like that, and boy, it's bony. That gravel, you know, you guys put in there, Mr. Bubby.
So we got a grant. We got the grant for the.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we will want to put bids out for that.
For what?
For the engineering grant for Mary
Nassau's Road. Or you got somebody going to look at it for us anyways.
I can have Chad look at it.
Chad gave us the estimate for the...
Mary Dussel
for when I wrote the grant.
Oh, okay. So, yeah.
So... You can reach out to Tyler. I don't think he'll give
you... No, he won't give us a grant.
Well, you need to do is request three grants.
Right, you have to
request three bids.
Okay,
so you can request, say that we're going to do the engineering on Mary Dussel Road.
Yep.
When they do the engineering on Mary Dussel Road, I'd like to also incorporate the culvert that crosses the road.
Okay.
From down Cooper Hill.
Yep, because that one's pretty beat up.
Well, if we can incorporate that on the engineering part of it.
Right, you get the right size pipe through there.
We already got the hydraulic study. I think that's like 3x6 culvert.
That gets wild in the spring.
Yeah. But because it comes out right on the end, I didn't know if we could put it diagonally and have it run through the wing wall of the other one, lower into the stream, then you're not choking up your...
Yeah, Yeah, exactly.
You cut the water.
I like it. Sounds like a plan.
And then, I don't know if you heard, but that he met with Alec on, what, Thursday?
Last Thursday.
They put a grant in for Blakeville.
Yep.
We did get that. It has to be done by September 30th.
And that's for the bridge.
Right? No, the culvert down here.
We just got it filled out and sent in? Yeah.
Okay. No, it's already filled out. It's already been sent in, and we already have the grant.
Cool.
So we got the one up on Griggs Road, the culvert job to do there for Better Back Road, and we got the one down here to do. We got three culverts down there and one on Griggs Road.
How much we get for the bridge for the grant?
For the engineering?
Yeah.
I don't know what the estimate was. What'd you get for the engineering grant?
Engineering?
60? 40, 60?
It doesn't say on here. Sorry.
Because Chad gave her the price.
Yeah, roughly the price to tell them we needed to build it, right?
Well, and then we'll figure out then once we get that back and then we'll put it out for them, go out for bids on there to see what
we're gonna do. Got, if something happens to that structure, your engineering's all done.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
If you wanted to do it, you can fill out for a grant, for a structures grant. You just have to pay more.
Right.
Yeah.
Like we did.
Unless something happens.
If, say, a flood came through this year and it went out, your engineering's all done,
Yeah. You
can FEMA will pay for it.
Yeah.
Well, if FEMA ain't gone away.
Yeah, we'll
they
see.
Said that the way he's talking, that FEMA's going to go away and every state's going to take care of their own.
So this is the estimate Chad gave me.
There we go.
Bring me back.
Yeah. Okay, dollar amount.
At the bottom. Yeah.
COVID money, everything will be back. And whether you make
that. That's it on the engineering?
That's what he gave me for an estimate.
Well, you better have to do it for that much.
$19,300. How much was he on the engineering up there? How much was he on this one down here?
Tyler?
No.
It was 12 something down here.
12.
And then if you wanted some other stuff, it was a little bit extra.
Well, yeah, overseeing extra the six visits.
Quarter. Oh, yeah. Which we'll have to do down there.
You'll have to go down there.
Yeah.
Remember, plus six visits.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that has some sort of, test that needs to be done with it. So he has included that in the price.
Oh, good. That's probably why it's 19 instead of 12. Because it's got the borehole
core samples, Core samples.
Nice. And they got the grant for the greeter program. We took care of that.
I can't find that other grant right now.
Is that all of the grant stuff?
Yes.
All right. Cool. So you're going to follow up with this guy and see about if he'll do it for that money.
Yeah, I'll reach out.
Well, she's got to get some more quotes.
We'll verify his bid.
So this one here, this grant includes surveying the existing conditions, stream alterations permit, technology subsurface investigation.
Yeah, that's the.
And that's a third party sum of $6,000.
Yeah, that's the core drills, yeah.
Yeah, and then contract plan set up. So they get four sets of plans. And then a third party construction oversight per day, optional, $800
per day.
If you when you're doing it.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. Because I think we did six down here. We had six visits. I thought I remember right.
That's if you decide to build it.
Yeah. Well, because when we did it with them down there with CCS, remember they income.
And this one here, contractor bidding package. So they'll put together a bidding package for $4,500.
That's nice.
That's good. This is what they were asking
for total, everything is $19,300.
But that was good. Well, you got a chance to go over there with some questions. Remember with the beam, we had some questions on the beam and where they were setting on the headers and everything.
Yeah, and they did a nice job on that other one.
They're very good to work with. They helped us on this one up here on Whitney Lane. And the one down there on Kirk Road. Yeah. They worked right with them. Yeah. Very good work.
They've been pretty good, I thought. All right, so that's pretty much it for grants, I think.
Yes, I'm just looking at the old one.
Okay, so we're going to jump to 15. Other business, green up day, basically.
We already discussed it, we don't have the
bills
yet.
We already kind of discussed it, we don't have the bills yet. We got a grand list extension request because our guy is slow.
It's just, it's one of those things just to be,
formality.
Yeah, be cautious in your, in the wind.
Be thorough.
Yeah. We should go for it just in case he needs it.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to end up being late and the cost is falling.
I'll make a motion we sign the grand list extension request.
Second in.
Favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Nobody's opposed?
Yeah, no, I'm not opposed.
This hasn't gone anywhere yet.
I'm very happy with it.
This is basically,
I don't care if they ever get done, to be honest with you.
This is a report of expenditure, which I think you would send it at the end, but it could still be more than that if he does extra.
There you go. Signed. That's that. Liquor tobacco license renewal for Lake Eden Country Store.
There's actually two.
Make a note, a motion to go ahead and sign the liquor and tobacco license.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
And then you had an addition. That was one you.
And then we had the addition, Snake and Apple liquor license address. Oh, address under.
Oh, the change. They had a change.
They had a change.
No, they, so they had an outdoor permit originally. When they did, when they had to reapply, for some reason, they didn't do the outdoor one at the same time.
Oh, so now they're looking for outdoor.
Now they're looking for the outdoor one.
And they're going to be in a contained area down there? Do we know?
I do not.
Yeah, they got that little...
Did we ask them before last time?
I think they have to be legally. But.
I would think so. You guys had did have a conversation when she got the last license.
Yeah, I know. I asked her, but they're...
But I don't remember.
I'm going to ask, and then I know. And then, but then, I don't know if it ever took off. So I don't know if they ever went that far.
Yeah, so there would be... They
I
got
imagine
a
there has to be guidelines from the state.
There's guidelines from the state. Okay. You have to have it.
Just ask.
Certain.
You can't be drinking out.
No drinking in the parking lot. Yeah. I mean, it's just like when you have... I played in a lot of places where you can't drink in a parking lot. You can drink inside the fence here, but it's outside, you know, or you can drink inside this.
But if you go to like the fairs, you know, they got them all fenced safe that you can
right.
That's where the license is for this area.
That's what they got to do down there. They'll have a designated.
Just was wondering, just asking.
Yeah. All right. So what's your pleasure on the two? I guess we're, somebody made a motion to sign one of them already.
I'll make a motion for you.
We're going to sign the Snake and Apples liquor license. Yeah. As well.
For outdoors.
All in favor? Opposed? Did you get that?
No, I'm sorry.
We decided to say yes to both liquor license requests.
Who?
So you're going to be sleeping, so now you got to listen to the recording.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I made the motion for both of them.
Okay.
What seconded them?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Perfect. Works for me.
We're looking at something else.
Oh, boy.
We can't hold it. We can't hold it up. We're looking for that number 18.
This one?
Yeah.
I don't want to talk.
No, I don't. Let's move on.
Let's oh, that letter?
That's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. E is the risk management assessment. We got a few things we got to take care of, or he's got to get rid of wooden ladder.
Yeah. Got to put. I don't know where I'm supposed to hook the. The body,
yeah.
Hull protection stuff.
No, you
and I thought this stuff that they did in there, they had that in there, and they just hadn't been up there to rake it out. That's all. They got up there before they were there, I think.
Yes, the guy was up there before they were.
Yeah, so they had got it raked around in there. So,
same way at the garage. I didn't realize we had to have that in our packet. I didn't realize you got to sign it every year.
What's that?
Your lockout tagout policy.
Yeah, you lockout tagout every year. Yeah.
You got to sign the paperwork every year.
Every year.
Yeah, you're the head of that.
Yeah.
So they're going to take care of raking the wood chips at the beach.
I think they did. I thought they were already did it. They were there. It looked like it.
So what about this? Is this a suggestion?
It's a suggestion in there. So.
Well, no, they judge them like low, high. Oh, this one is yes.
That's a suggestion.
Because it's low, yeah. It's a suggestion to put the pipe on there because you can't use the flat part anymore. It's
well,
be
he basically was saying, especially if you're going to do anything with the ramp for the addition, that you should upgrade to the right type of ramp.
Well, we already talked, we had that in there on one of our little...
He was just saying that with the handrail, that it has to be a different kind.
It's got to be round, inch and a half round in there. It can't be bread loaf or any of that in there. He's saying you can, just like one of saying, you can weld and put it on.
All right, so you're going to check, you guys are going to look at the fire extinguishers, right, Rick?
Yeah, I already did that. It's
mine, ours are all done.
Yours are all done.
Yeah,
that was mine.
So then down here, breaker box, where is that?
Breaker box. Downstairs, it's an unused leftover breaker box that needs to have things put in it.
There's no power? Is there power to
no,
it?
No, Matt was here today dropping off a bill and downstairs, yeah.
It said all he had to do was write on it or something. It said in here, if he writes on it, it says in there that there's no power to it. And he gets his, signs his name in there.
Red tag it, out of service, yeah. Easy enough to do.
I said, just take, close the door and put a screw right, the metal screw right through it, and it can't be opened.
Take a red marker right across.
Yeah. How about this?
Forgot about the extension cord there.
Yeah, he needs to, have, you need to have Matt look at that. Mm-hmm. That's pretty, I don't know who did that, but. See that one?
Kind of comical. Nobody said anything before.
I wouldn't notice that. That power strip wired in that box. What? That ain't exactly cricket.
Well, don't come unplugged that way.
You're right, but. Don't trust
it had, me. It had been Matt or somebody like that that did that.
Maybe. Or maybe somebody just did it. Wasn't me.
Wasn't me. I mean. The only one that worked down
do
there.
That at home.
The only one unless Rick or Matt are the only two that worked down there.
Anyways, yeah, that probably they need to put up like a 4-gang box.
Because what's that plug into?
Yeah, what's running it?
It's like hardwired into something. The power strip?
Yeah, the plug-in.
Yeah, the power strip is hardwired into the there's a box sitting on top of it.
They put greenfield and put a plug in it.
Yeah.
Put the greenfield for going to something in there.
Goes into something else.
Is there a, I didn't look down there, is there a fan in a can, I wonder, for the exhaust for that fire, for the furnace?
It might be.
It blows
power up. Vent?
Power vent.
Probably is.
That might be what it's for.
Yeah. So it's probably just like, is that an Aquastat? Looks like that's maybe what that is.
Lockout, tag out. Got that. We got. Mm-hmm. Got to get rid of your ladder.
Yeah, wooden ladder.
What are you going to do with that? Sell it, auction, put it on marketplace?
I don't know. Why are you looking for a stepladder?
Okay, take that home and use it. And that's it. That's being cut up and destroyed in there.
Yeah.
And that's how that works out in there.
Literally, got to cut that up and throw it away.
You got to in there.
We'll put it right in the wood furnace.
Put it right in the stove.
Ladder, I'll take it up. So when I take down that building up there, I'll burn it up.
A hook was found without a safety latch affixed. What?
Yeah, there's a clip that's supposed to go on.
If there's a clip right there, if it has that on it, all I got to do is change the hook so I don't have that.
Yeah, change the hook.
Yeah, cause I don't think there's probably, there's no one.
Supposed to have one of them things right there.
See that right there?
Yeah. But it's a short chain, and all I use it for is to like pick the plows up to lug them around or something like that. It's just a chain only that long.
Change the hook.
And it works good because I can just take the loader and go out and I can hook right into the plow and back up and bring it right in.
Yeah, because you don't have to
get in and out.
No, I know what you're doing. So the other one's a door or something?
It's only $2 or $3
fixes. Yeah. That's where upstairs.
Yeah. So what are you going to do with that? Nothing.
We got to put latches and then you also got to put here.
Signage.
The signage, yeah.
And then you gotta get the fall protection harness, and then you'll have to go through a 3-day training.
I won't do that part.
Into there.
We'll just keep it latched.
Or it says you could padlock it. That's what I did. Put a hasp and padlock.
Yep, there you go. Padlock it shut. Door is not used. Yeah. Local and front yard area.
Yeah. Somebody threw a stone through the glass.
When you're spinning around down there.
Oh, yeah.
As don't go up, hit the.
Oh, so just supposed to down
there. Yeah, they go down there on weekend to do donuts.
They want you to pay the parking lot or what? Fix that?
No, they want us to
Put cameras up,
but they want us to take in, put a gate right at the entrance there so people can't get in and out of the town garage.
We got the cameras, we're just going to put them.
For the guy to put them up.
Yeah.
Put them
okay,
up.
So we've addressed most everything on that thing. Well, that's good. FiberNet appointment edition. I don't know what that means.
So Carrie Earl sent me the form that you just got to fill it out when you you already reappointed her, but the FiberNet people need that.
Oh, okay. So I'll make a motion that we sign the. We already appointed her, so we don't even have.
You just need to sign
we
it.
We don't even need to make an appointment.
Yeah, I thought that she was going to be giving us updates on all that, too, at some point back in school.
Some of these problems we have, she should be going through her. Like with the issue that you're having with 4 inches deep.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Well, I guess just like you said,
most of those were email behind there that I just gave you.
Same thing, everybody about 4 inches deep, that was it.
Yeah.
That little dooper fucker just goes in there, horns his big pipe in.
Oh. He there, Steve, all he did is just took a shovel and...
Update on vacant positions. Trustee is public funds. Looks like we got a volunteer, Bruce Shields. I think that's what he's...
Is he wanting...
He believes he can't do both, right? To Eden's policy for management invested funds is handled by the trustee for public funds, blah, 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 blah.
And then you need an auditor too, right?
22 auditors.
Right, but he can't be an auditor. He can only be this.
He's only asking to be a trustee.
He's only asking to be a trustee.
So who's going to be the trustee? Leslie?
No,
it's me, Trevor. That would be him. Leslie's your only auditor.
Leslie's the auditor.
And then you're going to get somebody else to do that. Two more people?
At least one.
We would probably need at least one, yeah.
At least one.
Okay. What's it pay? $40 an hour.
17.
Can't do it, right? All right, so what's your pleasure on appointing Bruce Shields as one of the trustee for public funds?
Does that come up? We point that, that's appointed, or is that?
That's appointed, yeah.
Well, normally it's a... Is elected.
Elected town meeting day, but so, at this point we appoint no town meeting.
That's what
town
I'm saying.
Day.
So this will be that's what I wanted to say. That's in there. This
yes,
will,
that is only good. We'll
we'll appoint him until election time.
All right, so I'll make a motion to appoint Bruce Shields as a trustee of public funds until such time as an election can be held, and that likely would be March meeting.
Be at town meeting, and town right? Because we don't have to have all the special meeting or anything.
No,
you don't have to.
So it'll just be done at town meeting. Okay, morning town meeting. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Bruce Shields, you can congratulate him on becoming one of the trustees of public funds. I only have one more thing, FYI.
Well, no, you
probably discuss auditors and what else. I posted it in the paper. I put it on Front Porch Forum. Zero people have expressed any interest. And if you don't get at least one more auditor, I don't know what kind of time frame, but you have to hire an auditor.
Did you mention?
Well, that's what we're trying to do.
Did you mention it to Julie Gates?
No, like a firm.
Was she interested? She seems like she came forward. Was she interested in doing something like that?
We could ask her.
Yeah, I would do that.
She seems like she's involved, because here you got your planning committee, and she was here tonight when these guys were here.
Yeah.
The other ones weren't here, but she was there.
I think she wants to learn about what's going on.
In town.
Yeah, good.
And maybe she might be interested in it.
She also has treasurer knowledge or something? Because that's what she is at work. So.
Well, just a thought. Yeah. Maybe we're going to have to, for people, we're going to fill these positions. We're going to have to reach out to people.
Yeah.
Right. I didn't really want to do that without you guys telling me.
No, I feel comfortable with it.
I do. See what, she can be on both of those.
Mm-hmm.
Planning commission and that easily, because they're completely different. She can't be an auditor and a treasurer.
Well, the planning commission has no money, so that's not.
That's right. Issue. So that's their.
And then the E-News Sports is now run by you, so that's not.
Issue. It's arm's length transaction, so she would be fine to have hold both positions.
See, you can't get on it either in here.
That's right.
Because you.
I don't want to be on it. That's why.
Extra money you make is a chair. See, that's that gets you out of that mess in there, like.
Yeah, I don't know if you just send them
back. At least you have one.
Yeah. I sent them a check back. They're going to cash tomorrow for all of that.
Yeah, because luckily Leslie's still on there, so to show people what they got to do and get it going.
Right.
It'd be nice to get two people on there so that.
Yeah, I would ask her. I'll try to think of somebody, but I can't imagine who it would be. Won't be me.
Right, because you want them to have some sort of knowledge or something.
A little bit of accounting experience or something. Or at least able to add up numbers.
Well, yeah, it's at least have some financial in there.
Right,
yeah,
something.
Not to have accounting in there, but some kind of a business or been able to do work with figures, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In there, the rest of it will come because it's going
to
be different.
I'm
good at
spending
out.
It, so.
Yeah.
Maybe
your wife wants to be an auditor.
She can't.
No, you're right.
Because
you're
I'm
a select board. Well, you're fine. When you retire, maybe she will.
Yeah. Ricky's never retired. He's going to do the same thing I do. I'm going to fall face down and wait. That's the end of the day.
told him.
I think he might retire from here. I don't think he'll stop working.
That's what I mean.
So if you two give any more thought over in here, or are we retiring this till next year?
No, I want to continue to...
I was thinking...
Well, you know,
I got a couple people that I was going to get some prices from on the concrete. Brian Perry, do you know him?
No, I don't.
From Hardwick?
No.
Somebody said he does real good work.
And you had somebody else north.
McAllister.
Yeah.
Stanley gave me his name.
I'm just going to throw a spitball out there and see what you guys think. So instead of trying to do the whole thing all at once, why don't we pick the foundation and the drainage and the septic system? Get that done and do it, throw a tarp over it, then we'll, you know what I'm saying? Instead of trying to, you know, break it all up. If we get the foundation poured and all that, then you go out and find some, oh, can we get somebody to frame it up?
When you open that foundation up, you're going to open that wall up down there.
I agree.
Well, you don't necessarily have to open that wall until after that's done.
I agree that if that's what you want to do, you can't. Let's shell it.
That's what I mean.
And then just
that's what I said.
Let's shell it.
Break it into chunks.
Take it off in here. Look a little in here. We'll tie into here. Get your roof. Get it all weather tight. You don't have to put the windows, and then it can stay cold in there. Nothing's going to happen in that part. Stay in there.
I guess that's my point.
Yeah.
Break it in a chunk, and
then you can get into there. And then you can go into there. And then you got that part shelled up in there, because that's going
to
be
the
concrete and the carpet work framing it. Is going to be the easy, would be maybe part of somebody else.
Yeah.
Then the other thing is that maybe in the middle of winter there's some guys that aren't as busy.
They're looking for some work.
Some work. But right now, construction is not a good thing to plan on that, because everybody's busy year round now.
You,
so it's
you get my, what I'm saying.
We could go the shell up, if that's what you're thinking.
I'd do the shell up. I would, you're going to be cutting a basement out to get access into the one you got there. You got to disturb
The bulkhead.
So,
yeah, see, I agree with you.
They can frame that up and put the insulation to that and keep that just as warm, keep the heat all on this side over here.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Got the hole, get it ready, and keep that, and frame that up so that you can get it there.
So take little bites, you know?
Yeah.
And it's easier to keep track of then.
Yeah.
That's all I was thinking about.
Then if we have a hot meeting, we can move it out in there and everybody can cool off.
There you go.
Put a little window
or something. All right, so you're gonna get some.
Yeah, I was gonna reach out to Phil to have him look at him, see if it's something he was interested in getting a price for.
And then you got Hardwick guy and somebody.
Yep.
All right, that'll be good. You're gonna look at some.
Well, I'm gonna wait until we see it in here.
Yeah,
we're still waiting for concrete because we got a couple things we talked about. One of them was the concrete, and the other was framing it up with wood.
Yeah.
So I'm just staying in here before we.
You've already
once we're going
to
go,
take off. And stuff, right?
Yeah. So we've looked at everything in there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, now it's just a matter of getting it. I think trying to grab it all at once is just too much for us to handle. So we'll do little pieces at a time and get it done. That's the only way I can figure out how to do it.
And then when you come back in here, that there, like I said, they get that part done over there. They can come over into this part in here. It'd be a little more of an inconvenience, but they'll have a door to go into there. They'll have here. They'll have the phone line and the tie-up. They might go. And then they can come in here and tear this, you know, the ceiling, put the windows, take that door, you know what I mean, and do this part, and then go over to there. You know, they may just have to come in here to access the vault or something here, but they'd have to come around this way, maybe put a wall up or something for the time being.
I think that's probably a decent way to go.
Yeah.
We'll get a few prices for concrete and framing, and then we'll, a little piece at a time, right?
Yeah.
We won't worry about finished work inside, so.
Just like Johnny Cash.
Yeah, one piece at a time.
Yeah. Got 50
and
59. Yeah. Wait. For the driveway permit, this one, you want me to send a letter to the North Road one?
Yes, please.
About?
It's not going to pass because of the amount of water that's coming, being sent from the driveway down onto the town road.
Okay.
It's concerning to us. And then you can reach out to me.
Okay.
That's John Purcell. I can call him too.
Okay.
I got his number.
Okay.
He ditches above it and you go up and ditch that. That will take the lot.
Yeah.
That will get rid of that lower water run.
The other one is, and that guy's got to block that driveway.
So, yeah, that's the one over there. We didn't.
I don't know. If he doesn't block it, I think we had a ditch.
Did you want me to?
It's a lost cause.
Do you want me to send?
Just going to give up on him.
Unless you'd have this guy go down.
Do you want me to send a letter to Derek Griggs again about the rock?
I don't know what that's about.
Take the picture right there.
Oh, Well, that's the one we went up
on Greek Road.
Greek Road, and the ditching's going to run right across it when it comes down. When it pours down, it goes right across the road.
Yeah, he needs to fix this up.
See what he did up here? That used to be a ditch right across there that used to come down and run down to the culvert that's down here.
Yeah.
They dug a ditch up through and they diverted all the water here. So, according to what we got from the Memorial Planning Commission last year, they want this armored. They want this brought out and brought in here and this armored. Yes. So not to see right there on the solar.
Narrow that out.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Okay, and
I remember that now.
No, so that way it's not at the cost of the town.
That's right. He needs to do that.
We do need to go visit these two at some point, too, so you guys want to make a plan for that.
Who's that?
Brennan Blair and Sierra Williams and Ed Minosh.
They haven't done anything on theirs. They're not the town spec.
No work's done on either of them?
They started working on them, but they're not. Like, okay. Tyler, the one Eddie joined up there, there's no gravel in it. He's got the road roughed in, but it's at a 45-degree angle.
So there's no
Do you just want, like, a generic letter saying, please contact you regarding the driveway?
Yeah, if you
just
would.
Yeah, just say, hey, you know, what's the status?
What I say to him
just
is
because
that...
because Eddie's is expiring.
We're looking through our driveway permits. These have not been approved. And the expedition date is coming up, so please reach out.
Yeah, sounds right.
To see what you need to do to get them up.
Because they expired on this date.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
They expire after a year.
Yeah.
And then, Scholard, were you saying, you said it wasn't at the grade, but it was closer? Is that?
Yeah, because the water, they got the water running.
Yeah, they got that one.
And out coming into the road.
That one's not too bad.
No.
It goes downhill. It runs
right here is a little bit high, but this is higher.
Yeah,
but that one's not too bad because this goes the other way.
So are we approving?
That one you could approve that one.
Okay. Yeah,
we should approve that one probably. Okay, it's good.
And then did you want to discuss this one, the Anderson one that you sent me?
No, I just took those pictures.
Okay.
Andy Anderson's been contacting me several times about said the water's flooding. Culvert's not draining and it's flooding his land. Well, his land's way up high. The culvert's down low. He hired somebody to go over and do some work on his property.
They left
out this past weekend, the weekend before, and they put the culvert.
Yeah, there used to be a culvert there, didn't there?
Yeah.
Right there. Yes, you might want to call whoever ran over the end of that.
And he took an excavator and dug into it.
Oh, he didn't just run over it?
No.
He just cuffed it. Not shape.
We have it on the list to change.
Anyway. Yeah.
But my concern is, because I didn't get on it, he wants it just like that. Like, I tried to explain to him. I got culverts like the one by Ed DeBoer's barn.
Yeah, that one's rough.
I mean, that one down here by your place.
That ain't pretty.
That's got a hole. I tried to change the ones that...
Somebody filled that hole up with coal patch.
I did.
I figured.
Well, the grinding.
Yeah. I didn't fill it.
I went down and I put road fabric over the top of the culvert and then filled it with the grinding.
You see the culvert? I drove it's an orange cone in the middle of the road. My kids been down here fooling around and I drove up next to it and there's a hole in the road. And I looked down and you see the culvert. I'm like, ooh, that ain't good.
And today's date is 5/13.
13.
No, I have a lot of them that are starting to show their age, and
that's
you only have so much money to work with. And
have that guy come back and hook you into that and open it for him.
Well, he pushed it right in the top. I didn't know who did it. I was over to the bishops, and the guy would tell me how he did that. I said, so you're the one that... ruined that culvert. We had just barely gone there that morning.
You're up.
Make motion to adjourn.